The 3 o'clock hour is brought to you by Train Heating and Air Conditioning.
Sims looks to drive on Gillespie, puts it up, and it's rejected. What a block by Freddie Gillespie, number 51 on the season. Here's some defense by Vidal. The block, the break the other way. Mitchell to Teague, open three is good from the left corner. Butler's going to take it, pull up, back to Bandu for a three. Three by Bandu, and the Bears lead by seven. Rebound Butler for the Bears. Butler cradles the ball. He's going to walk it into the front court. Texas, for the most part, will back away. And the Bears have won their 21st game in a row. They are 22-1 on the season. The Bears have won 9 of the last 10 over Texas in the series.
Live from the Petty Clinic Low T Studio, this is You Make the Call on ESPN Central Texas. Here's David Smoke and Paul Catalina.
All right, here we go. 3:02 is the time on ESPN Central Texas. We'll hear from Baylor head basketball coach Scott Drew, the number one ranked team in the country. Last night, they win in Austin. There was a point when Texas had cut the lead to 29-27, 13 minutes to go, and then Baylor blows their doors off. The 13-0 methodical, cold-blooded, deadly run, even though there was a time at the end, UT hit like scored like 9 or 10 unanswered points, but the lead was too big for them to overcome. We'll hear from Scott Drew and many things from the offense, where it is, to West Virginia and the style they play with a team that looks like they're a little bit tired because of the grind. 6 or 7 games and, you know, in a couple of weeks or so, they're not that many. But, you know, that 3 games in 7 days or back Saturday, Monday, quite a bit in the Big 12. Also about Tristan Clark. I look at Tristan Clark last night as minutes that didn't seem like they made much sense. Scott Drew will answer that for you, and in the only way he can. And then when he says it and describes it and discusses it, it will make sense, I think. Also, they just find a way to win. The guards. Paul, was it you or was it Q? Was it Craig or was whoever that Stephen that when Jared Butler's on, Macy Oteague is not.
And how, one of my big things.
I ask him that. Ask him that, and he has a really good answer on that, that if those two ever at the same time have one of those games, again, that offense would then reignite again. So all of that, giving the team rest, trying to get their legs fresh, and yet it's hard because you're also going to face a team in West Virginia that you have to prepare for the pressure they're about to put on you. How about this stat? I just gave this to Craig and Q in case you're just now joining ESPN Central Texas. And this comes from Coach Drew. The 4 consecutive weeks at number one, which nobody's done this year. I think Gonzaga's had a stretch or two, but it was like you're number one, you get beat. And Baylor's had to survive a couple of games, and that's part of playing in the conference they play, in the round robin they play. And by the way, everyone else is pretty good too. But the 4-week stretch at number one, it's the first time in the state of Texas, men's basketball at the Division I level, not junior college or other levels, not Division III, not NAIA, not Division II, but in the NCAA Division I level, 300-and-something teams in the NCAA Division I. It is the first time that a team out of the state of Texas at the Division I level in men's basketball has held the number one ranking for 4 weeks or more since the 1968 University of Houston Cougars, led by a guy named Elvin Hayes, former eventual Boston Celtics guard Don Chaney, and Guy V. Lewis was the head coach, and that's the team that I think that same year had a head-to-head matchup in the Astrodome with a guy named Lou Alcindor in UCLA and won. They were 31-2. That's the first time in 52 years in the state of Texas that a men's basketball team, Division I, has held number one ranking for 4 weeks or longer. Now, there's still plenty of time, and Baylor will now be measured this year not on who they are now, but who they end up being either in March or April. Last night, they had to get it out at times. Boy, UT's guards drive me nuts. They are so frenetic, and I'm not saying that in a complimentary way. They just, I don't, you know, Coleman, and I know, we all know what Jones has been through. It's not so much him. It's Coleman and another the other guard. I don't know who it is. Like 2 and 3. They just dribble, and it doesn't seem like there's any rhyme or reason what they're doing. many times. Now, Baylor had their bad turnovers as well, but it just seemed like they just dribble like just out in front. And Jericho Sims is really good. I think his height and I think his shot-blocking ability inside created some problems, and that's why Baylor didn't shoot the ball well normally when they get penetration. But, Paul, they've won 21 straight. Only one team in the history of the Big 12 has ever won 22 in a row as a member of the Big 12, and that team was Kansas.
Yeah, they've been fantastic, and they have the kind of team that really is set up to win ugly games, and that's what you have to do. I do think that part of it is the conference knows each other a little bit. Part of it is that offense is down across the board in college basketball, so don't expect to see a lot of 80 to 78 games. That's not going to happen. And that's for several reasons. I think the three-point line is part of it. I think they were chucking them up from back there anyway. I think the game is a little bit different. I think the rules changes. I think the shot clock has affected that a little bit because you don't have back-to-back 30-second shot clocks to make things happen. So you have to rush a little more on the second end after an offensive rebound. I also think that a lot of your prolific scorers are the guys who are going to be the one-and-dones. So a lot of those guys are playing in New Zealand or Latvia or wherever else, trying to make some money. So you're not going to see that. And Baylor's got a team that's certainly built for this in this new era of college basketball out of the transfer portal. The Island of Misfit Toys, as they kind of called them during the broadcast last night. I really like that analogy. And they can fight and win ugly. And veteran teams can do that.
Yeah, they find a way. Here's Tech. The game at halftime, they led by 6, and it seemed like it could have been 15. But then all of a sudden it's 2, and then they go on a 13-0 run, and they do it with their defense keying it. I'll tell you right now, in the all-defensive team in the Big 12, and I know that there will be other players from other teams, whether it's Tech or Kansas, like whoever it might be, but on this team, Jericho Sims should be an all-Big 12 defensive player. But Vital, Gillespie, and Mitchell should be, or it will be hard for me to see anyone else. I'm not going to do that. Well, how come my guy didn't make All-State? Or how come? I'm not saying that. It's not my team. It's a team we cover. But it'll be hard for those three, at least two or three of them, to be first-team All-Big 12 defense.
They just held Texas to 16 points and 45 points. And the two lowest outputs in Shaka Smart's coaching career at Texas are 44 and 45, both against Texas, a combined 89 points in two games, and 16 points in the first half. I don't care who you're playing at the Division I level. If you can hold them to 16 points and a half, that is defense right there.
Yeah, it is. 309 is the time. I did have a chance to visit, thanks to David Kay, a chance to visit with Scott Drew. He had a national interview at about 240. He had another one at about 140, had another one around 220, and I was able to mix it in between, and we'll have that today for you. It's about 15 minutes today at 3. Oh, I'd say not. Well, it'll be in the next segment. Garrett Ross runs the mothership today. Garrett, did you watch any of the game last night?
I did. I watched it until, I ain't going to lie, I fell asleep before it ended, but I was impressed with the Baylor's defense is phenomenal, and the one thing that did stand out to me about Texas is they're really long. They're a really long team, and they cover a lot of ground. I thought it was strange to see Baylor get out-rebounded because usually they dominate on the inside, but they were just able to find a way to win in a very sloppy game. I don't understand Tristan Clark's mentality. To me, that's just undisciplined to foul out like when he did with that much time left.
Well, I asked that question. I said, I think the question might have been, and then go back to what you were saying, is where is Tristan Clark lost?
Yeah.
That's what I asked him. That's not, I think a lot of people want to know, but he's going to give you an answer that's going to make sense when you hear it. That doesn't mean that you have to agree with it, but I think it'll make sense. Go ahead.
That's my thing. Is when I watch Clark, it's like he's struggling to figure out his new role coming off the bench. Like he hasn't been able to accept it yet. And it's like it's a round peg going in a square hole. He just can't find his continuity with the team and the flow. But
And on top of that, coming back from an injury.
Yeah, exactly.
He's just not, no matter what. I think most people thought by now that he would be back in the flow and he would be able to alleviate Freddie Gillespie from some minutes. You know, and you had last night, there was a moment or two in that game where Macy Oteague could have had his elbow completely just like...
Well, and Freddie Gillespie had his ankle retaped.
Exactly.
All these things. So, it's one of the things they would be really nice. They don't need Tristan Clark, obviously, to win games because they've done it with the minutes he's been giving them. But if Tristan Clark can get back to being who he was, and that makes this team that much more dangerous. I think now they've kind of adjusted and have to be ready to move on without that at least this season and see where Tristan Clark is after a full offseason of being healthy and all these different things. But yeah, they're fantastic to watch. I mean, college basketball is hard to watch now with as defensive a game is. It's not, as high-flying as the NBA is. But, man, I mean, there's a lot of teams. Every game is pretty tight and every game's good. And, Baylor's – clearly, last night you saw two teams that were playing on some pretty heavy legs, mm-hmm. I thought, especially early on. And then they kind of adjusted to how they were feeling, and it got better. But early in that game, both teams played, white knucklers, on Saturday, and then have to turn around and play a rival on Monday. It's not easy.
Yeah, I know. I agree. And they do have now, today, tomorrow, I'm sure that they get a chance to rest their legs. But now you have to start breaking down what you're going to face on Saturday when you have West Virginia coming to town, which is a team in top 15. And that game is a 3 o'clock tip right here on ESPN Central Texas. Lady Bears tomorrow night at home against TCU. Paul was at the women's media session. We'll hear from Kim Mulkey, Kalani Brown, the All-American. She was there also as well. We'll have some of that today. And Mac Rhodes today will join us. I have not gotten confirmation on that, but we'll have, I believe, Mac Rhodes today. I'll work on that in the break at around 4:20. All right? When we come back, Baylor men's basketball coach Scott Drew, next on ESPN Central Texas.
The 2020 Baylor baseball season begins February 14th at Baylor Ballpark as the Bears open a 3-game series with Nebraska again this season. Join Derek Smith and Steve Jonigan for all the play-by-play as the Bears look for their fourth straight NCAA regional appearance. Every game, all season long, right here on the home of Baylor Bear Baseball, ESPN Central Texas.
We're celebrating President's Day at Allen Samuels, and celebrations and fun go hand in hand. It's the perfect time to have fun in a Fiat, and nothing is more fun than a new 2019 Fiat 124 Spider. Two-seater convertible classic roadster is back, and we're dropping the top and dropping the price. Now just $22,990. Imagine you, a convertible, and the open road. So come on, let's do Italian. The President's Day event at Allen Samuels. Come by, let's be friends.
That's details. Need to get away from it all? Do it in a new 2019 Jeep Wrangler Sport from Allen Samuels. With $4,535 in Allen Samuels discounts and $2,000 in Southwest bonus cash, Wrangler is just $31,990. Military gets an additional $500 discount. Wrangler has tons of options, including 3-piece hardtop and 7-inch radio group. And check out our incredible lease offer on new 2020 Gladiators. The President's Day event at Allen Samuels.
McAdams & Sons Roofing is a full-service roofing company you can trust for your home, for your business. Hey, we've gotten some rain today. You might be walking around your house and notice some leaks. Maybe you need just some patch in your roof. Maybe you need a new roof. Maybe you've got bigger problems. McAdams & Sons Roofing will call and come out and give you a free estimate, 254-799-2949, or online, McAdamsRoofing.com. You can go on their website and see all the great roofs they've done. But they'll give you a free estimate and let you know what you need to do. And if you need a big job done, if you need any job done, they're going to work hand-in-hand with your insurance company to take care of that part. Believe me, anybody who can help you out with that is a magician, and they're wonderful because sometimes that can be really complicated. Well, they know the ins and outs. They know the questions to ask. They know how to answer them. They can do that for you. McAdams & Son Roofing, online. They serve all Central Texas, online at McAdams & Sons Roofing or McAdamsRoofing.com.
We're fighting hard at Pickup Outfitters in our battle to end truck nudity. But it's not just about putting an outfit on a naked truck. It's about making sure you have the very best customer service. So we offer the Pickup Outfitters Lifetime Installation Guarantee. Over time, sometimes your outfit needs a little tune-up, maybe some tightening, adjusting, whatever. If you outfitted your truck at Pickup Outfitters, that tune-up is absolutely no charge for the remainder of the time you own that truck. We also offer free warranty assistance. If for any reason you need to use your warranty, you just bring it back to us and we take care of it. It just makes sense. I mean, operating without a promise like that would be like offering customer service in the nude. And if you've seen our staff, trust me, you don't want that. So do your part to end truck nudity by outfitting your truck, Jeep, SUV, or van at Pickup Outfitters, 220 Lake Erie Drive in Waco, where we promise to serve you fully clothed. Check out our website, createacommotion.com.
At Community Bank and Trust, we continue to add new and improved features to our mobile and digital banking systems. Our new person-to-person payment system allows our customers to instantly send money to friends and family, no matter where they bank. Customers using our debit card just log in online, input the friend's cell phone number or email address, and the money will be sent P2P to them. With Community Bank and Trust, enjoy state-of-the-art banking anywhere, anytime, on any device. Member FDIC.
Nancy Pelosi and the Socialist Democrats want more control of our lives. Left unchecked, they'll take away our gun rights, confiscate more of your paycheck, and their immigration policy will simply be let anyone in and give everyone welfare. Pete Sessions is determined to stop them. A Waco native and faithful Christian, Pete Sessions is a pro-life conservative who once represented much of our congressional district. In Congress, Pete defended our gun rights, protected our religious liberty, and stood with President Trump to build the border wall. And when Obama was president, Pete Sessions led the national Republican campaign that defeated Pelosi as Speaker. And he'll do that again, too. Republican Pete Sessions, a true conservative who will fight for us.
I'm Pete Sessions, and I'll fight for our future, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Pete Sessions for Congress.
Baylor men's basketball coach Scott Drew, the number one ranked team in the country, with us on ESPN Central Texas. Scott, wow. I mean, you just keep finding ways to win. Your team grinding out. Do you sense that it's just find some way to win? I know you're good, but it's just find a way to win during this grind against the Big 12?
Well, you know, I just had one of our coaches sent this text out, and it was four straight weeks at number one is now the longest run by a Texas school since University of Houston in 1968. So what's that, 52 years ago? So it's out of 353 schools, it's hard to be number one. And then number two, it's hard to stay number one. And, again, you don't get anybody's C effort. You don't get their B effort. You don't get their A-minus or B-plus effort. You are getting their best effort each and every night. So with our team, it's find a way to win and make sure we control what we can control. And as you know, you're not always going to shoot it great. You might not rebound it great, but the defense has been consistent for us.
No question. You're talking about Elvin Hayes, right? Like that type of University of Houston greatness?
I don't know. 1968 was before me. So.
Well, as you know.
I wasn't watching those games.
As you know, that's right in the middle of my youth and prime. Now, you mentioned defense travels. The story about all of these players and how it's a melting pot of where they all came from and their different stories and where they've been, that's been told so many times to me. It's a great story. But how did you mix all of these personalities, different styles and bodies and language, all this? How did you mix them and have this kind of a defense and know that it might work?
Yeah. Well, I think first and foremost, the common trait is – high character kids, great work ethics, and people that you would want to be around every day. So they like being around each other. They like working in the gym together. And when you put in that much time doing anything with people you like, you're going to fight harder for them. Mm-hmm. And then obviously they're talented. Otherwise they wouldn't be at this level. But I think the work ethic and character really puts them in position where they can accept roles. And they can do things that's for the betterment of the team. And a lot of times, they always say defense is more about heart and determination than it is about skill. Now, to be elite, you have to have both. But we've had guys that this year, I think, were not as good defensively that have really raised their level because they bought into the importance of it. And when you see Davion out front guarding the ball and you see Mark guarding the ball and you see Freddie flying around everywhere, I mean, that just inspires people, you know, it motivates them. And I think we've all improved because of that. And then in practice every day, you're going against iron sharpens iron, and that makes you better as well.
Scott, you mentioned the number one stretch, and you mentioned Houston in 1968. Do you now have even more respect for what Kentucky or Duke or North Carolina or teams like that have dealt with year after year with the expectations and being ranked number one quite a bit?
Most definitely, yes, number one. And then number two, I do think it is a lot harder in today's society and today's with the social media and the different adversities that affect and come into play with student athletes. Like, for instance, like, you know, Macy Oteague, they wrote the article, Jeff Goodman, on him getting a bunch of posts and people upset that he missed free throws against K-State and wasn't able to cover the spread. And that was something 10 or 15 years ago no student athletes had to deal with. You know,
yeah.
And I think you look at like, say, a team that was ranked number one 12 years ago. If they lost, there's an article in the paper. Maybe there's some talk radio. But nowadays, if kids didn't read the paper, which most don't, and if they weren't on talk radio, which most aren't, that never affected them. But now what are they on 24/7? That's their phones. And you can't get away from negative and positive news. And a lot of times, I think. So now you take a number one team, they lose, and now people start bashing them or whatnot. I mean, that's now all of a sudden, that's why people lose one game, leads to two games, three games, four games. You're like, well, what happened to them? They were just top 10, and now they're not even ranked, you know? And, mm-hmm. and that's how things snowball. And remember, the parity in men's basketball, because you have nearly 50% transfer rate, then you have one and dones. I mean, you have a constant reshuffling of the deck. And because of that, the margin of error isn't great. So the mental part is really important.
Do you feel like the offense, first of all, you're playing good people. You're playing a lot of games, sometimes 3 and 7 days. And who you're playing, Jericho Sims inside created problems for you as well. Is the shooting slump something that concerns you, or do you feel like it's just part of what happens on and off during the year? And how do you get out of it if you know what it might be?
Well, I think good question. I think if you look at our Ken Palm analytics going into the Texas game, so you use conference stats alone, we actually had the number one offense in the conference, and we had the number two defense at the time. Now, after the Texas game, we're number three in offense. So, first of all, it just shows you that everybody's defenses are pretty good in the league, and it's tough to score. And we're the best of the tough to score group. So the next question goes in with that. We struggled offensively against Texas. One, credit their defense, because we struggled at our place against their defense as well. And then the second thing is, I know it's always normally the shorter turnarounds, the more fatigue. Makes it tougher to your shooting is what goes first if you don't have legs. So maybe some of that's attributed. The good thing is we made a higher percentage of free throws than we had been. So
yeah.
at least that was a positive. And you look at the two games before that, again, we were going into the Texas game number one offense. And if you make free throws the two games before that, just think where we'd have been.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. No, you're right. You're exactly right. And you made them when you had to. Now, you're about to play a team that you know is going to try to go foot by foot from one court to the other, one side of the court to the other, one end to the other. Is that something where you have to make sure this week you stay sharp, your players get off their legs?
Well, that's always the trick, especially this time of year, because you want to make sure they're prepared. And then at the same time, you want to make sure, like, so say you don't have a good rebounding game. Well, now you're like, hey, we got a rebound in practice. So now you spend more time rebounding and more physicality. Well, if you get someone hurt, that doesn't help. So it's that fine line of how much do you do? Is it too much? Is it not enough? And that's where, again, we'll meet as a staff. We'll practice out the days, how much contact we're going to have, and try to get better in the areas we need to get better with at the same time. limiting the exposure to getting injury or fatigue leading into the weekend.
You have guards that play at an amazing level. Some of them score more than the others. Is it something where Butler and Macy Oteague, can they ever light it up in the same game? Is there a chance?
Well, that's a blessing and a curse. And what I mean by that is usually when four guards, you're going to have one or two that are on, and you're not going to have all four on at the same time, because if three are going, the fourth might not be getting much playing time or getting the ball.
Uh-huh.
And normally it's like matchups. So you look at wide receivers. If there's some corner that can't cover, you're going at that wide receiver is getting the ball. That doesn't mean the others are necessarily having bad games. It's just maybe they're getting covered by a better corner, and they're getting double teamed. And normally teams have one defender or maybe two that are better than the rest, but it's hard to have three or four that are really good.
Is Tristan Clark right now kind of lost?
Well, I was encouraged from the standpoint we talked all along that it's going to be baby steps.
Yep.
And if you look at it, he played Saturday. He was able to come back and play Monday, and that's a huge thing in itself. And then the second thing is he got five fouls, so it wasn't like he was passive.
Yeah, no, you're
aggressive.
Right.
So and he had three rebounds in that short period of time. So I take that as a positive. And again, this has been a baby step process. And earlier in the year, he wouldn't have been able to play back to back games. And if he would have, he wouldn't have been able to be aggressive like he was.
That's a great.
So
play, yeah.
And Jericho Sims is, I mean, arguably right now an all conference guy. And I don't know if there's a case for him to be made as maybe the best player in the Big 12 the way he's played the last couple games.
It's like, do you ever see anything negative? I mean, you just brought that up. Everyone looks at Tristan Clark. He's not producing. Then again, you looked at the positive of that. Is there anything you ever look at other than, I know, a loss that keeps you up at night? Is there anything Scott Drew ever looks at as a negative?
Oh, there's always things that the toughest thing in coaching is people want to know, like, after you win, what's the toughest thing? Well, usually somebody doesn't play well or maybe play enough. And as a coach, it's kind of like a parent. You come home, and if you have one child at Christmas that's not really happy, it spoils that, you know. And,
yep.
And that's probably the toughest thing is each game someone's not going to play as well as they like or maybe not play as much as they like. And the great thing about our team this year is normally everybody celebrates each other's successes.
Yeah.
But that's probably the toughest thing as a coach is you have a big win, but you know one or two aren't happy, and just trying to fix that because you want them all to be happy. It's like your kids. You got three kids at Christmas or five. You want all of them to be happy. You don't want one upset.
Kansas is a sellout. That's a week from Saturday. West Virginia this Saturday. What will a sellout mean, not just to Scott Drew with what you've built since 2003, what would it mean to the players when they come out of that tunnel? And I know that not everybody would be in their seats at that time to have a packed house at the Farrell Center again.
Well, first of all, the last couple home games have been tremendous, and the crowd has helped us get those wins. So everybody likes to win, and everyone has to do their part to help with that. And I can't thank the fans enough that have helped us get the last couple wins by being there, and for the fans that have been there all year long. But I'll tell you this. It's like if you've ever hired a trainer, because I know Smoke, as fit as you are, you've had several great trainers, right?
Oh, yeah.
And
I have one. I have one.
Yeah. If you have one great trainer, you show up to work out, and they're there getting you fired up and helping you get better. That's the same thing with our fans. If we don't have to say anything as a staff, or we can say give the best pep talk in the world. If they walk out and it's half full, dejection.
Yep.
They walk out and it's packed. There's excitement. There's energy in the building. The louder the crowds are, the more impact they have. And what separates the good crowds from the great crowds is the great crowds know when the team needs that energy too. So our job is to give the crowd things that they can get excited about. At the same time, when we're not scoring or we need a stop, the great crowds, they bring the energy that helps get the team going. And that's what I believe our fans have really been doing, which is outstanding. If we need a defensive stop, they'll get loud, and that'll help motivate us to get that stop.
No question.
If we need something. We need a basket, and you see that from all the environments. Like when you travel for football, you go to the environments that are just hostile and just really supportive of their home team, and you walk out of that, you're like, that's a tough place to play. And that's what you love when the Farrell Center's packed. You want people saying that because it is.
Scott, a couple more things. I know you got to go. You got another show to hit, another live interview. You have just a handful of guys, a small handful of top 100 recruits. Other teams have 6, 8, 10, 12. You just played one last night that has a bunch. What does that say about the ratings, the rankings? What does that also say about what you and your staff do to develop talent?
Well, I think first and foremost, each coach needs to identify what players fit best in their programs. And sometimes, as we all say, beauty's in the eye of the beholder. When we marry our spouse, I mean, to us, that's the one. And it's not the one for everyone else, it's the one for us. And I think our staff's done a good job in not looking at necessarily the rankings all the time, but more trusting our eyes and what we feel from the information we gather. This person is a Baylor fit. They're going to represent our school the right way. They're going to put in the work and be a great teammate that allows us to be successful. And we've been blessed because it's kind of like the stock market. Anyone that plays it, nobody has everything picked perfect. And look in the NBA. You never, it doesn't matter where you're drafted. Sometimes guys that are drafted in the second round or non-drafted are better than the top three or four picks even. So there's no exact science to it. We've been blessed that we've had a lot of guys come in that have gotten better. And I think our staff does a great job working with them. But also we've identified players that want to get better and want to be coached. And I look at the football team and the success they've had. I mean, I don't know if they've had the top-ranked recruiting class or not, but those players really represented Baylor University tremendously this year.
You have less than a minute to go. I know you got to go. Is that there are so many people that wondered about Scott Drew, the coach, and all that, and that's not even a topic anymore. Mm-hmm. But is there ever a time that you want to say, I told you? That doesn't seem to be in your DNA, but is that ever on your radar at all?
Not at all. I tell you what, if they're given, with us, it's a joy thing. If we're giving praise to Jesus, others, and then ourselves last, that's all we want. And that's with us coaches 100% as well.
I know you got to go. Scott Drew, thank you. The number one ranked team in America on ESPN Central Texas.
By the way, someone else who can break it down, thanks to Coach Drew at his time, thanks to David Kay, Pat Nunley, who does the broadcast with John Morris, and his thoughts about what Baylor's doing defensively, which is, he said, it's like almost unheard of. It's like once in a lifetime. He'll join us today at 4 o'clock, the broadcast partner for the Voice of the Bears, John Morris here. He'll join us today at 4. This is ESPN Central Texas.
Lady Bear Basketball, all season long with Bruce Eatson and Maggie Davis-Stinnett on ESPN Central Texas.
The Lady Bears back in action Wednesday at the Farrell Center hosting TCU. 6:30 for the countdown to tip-off, 7 p.m. tip-off Wednesday.
Join Maggie Davis-Stinnett and the voice of the Lady Bears, Bruce Eatson, for Baylor Women's Basketball right here on ESPN Central Texas.
Have you ever thought about how great it would feel a month or 6 months or a year from now if you weighed less and were in better shape than you are right now this moment? Words can't explain the confidence I have because of what I've experienced every day at Waco Regional Tennis and Fitness along with so many others. I promise you, if you'll join Waco Regional Tennis and Fitness now, you will thank me later. Reach out to personal trainers Christy London or Randall Corley. Getting in better shape. They'll help you make it happen. I'm living proof. All you have to do, though, is make the call or walk through the front door. Waco Regional Tennis and Fitness, also a world-class tennis facility. They're hosting tournaments constantly. And also, by the way, if you want to just drop in with a group exercise class, whether it's spin, spinner bowl, or anything else, morning, early afternoon, whatever, in the evenings, it's just a $5 drop-in fee. A spacious, clean workout room, free weights, Cybex equipment, women's and men's locker rooms are clean, sauna, whirlpool, and both in free towel service. It's Waco Regional Tennis and Fitness on Lake Shore Drive in Waco.
Genco Federal Credit Union is your first step toward an affordable home loan. Whether you're purchasing a new home or just refinancing your current loan, applying online is really easy. Go to GencoFCU.org. Shopping for a new home? Love it? Buy it and enjoy it. Already own your home? Update it and enjoy it even more. Let Genco Federal Credit Union be your home mortgage lender. Member NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
My money, my future, my credit union, Genco.
Okay, so what's the most important part about your house? Nope, it's not that bar or the theater room with that sound system. Think about it. The most important thing is your roof. It has to withstand all that Mother Nature can throw your way. So it makes sense to have the best. McAdams & Sons Roofing is your first choice when it comes to protecting that valuable asset. Experienced professionals using only the best materials. So for new construction, re-roofs, repairs, or remodels, for composition and metal roofs, think McAdams & Sons Roofing first. And now McAdams & Sons Roofing is installing seamless gutters to give your home a bright new look and added value. McAdams & Sons Roofing will come out and take a look at your roof and handle all the insurance process for you. Don't let any fly-by-night company look at your roof. Let a real professional you trust do the work. Put McAdams & Sons over 40 years experience to work for you. Check it out at McAdamsRoofing.com. That's McAdamsRoofing.com. Or give them a call today at 254-799-2949. Because you don't want a kid with your house's lid.
Y'all listen up. Let me tell you something about group meals from Rudy's Barbecue. It's got all you need for all the folks you gotta feed, smoked meat, sides, and more. There's everything down to the tablecloth, just like the one that you see at the store. At a bridal shower, it's better than flowers. In a long business meeting, it'll pass the hours. It'll feed all the cousins at a family function. It's better than potluck at a church luncheon. Next time you need to feed 10 or more, call and order a Rudy's group meal.
Next in line.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Paul Catalina with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. Servicing Central Texas since 1964. Law Ford, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Clifton, where they say cars are like eggs, they're cheaper in the country. The top-ranked Lady Bears welcome TCU to the Farrell Center on Wednesday night. Coach Kim Mulkey says Baylor will approach the preparation in two different ways.
We will approach it like we hadn't seen them. Obviously, we will also approach it like we have seen them. We're a different team now. Melissa didn't play in that game. That was her first game to miss. I'm sure they think they're a different team now. It'd be good to be at home. They're second place in the league. They have seniors and players that have played together, and they're playing extremely well. You know they're going to play hard, so we better be ready.
Baylor versus TCU, Wednesday night, 7 p.m. You can hear it right here on ESPN Central Texas.
Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas.
By the way, I did get confirmation. Baylor Director of Athletics Mac Rhodes will join us today at 4:20. Pat Nunley, before that, the analyst, color analyst, former Baylor basketball player, will join us at 4. And then some from the women's basketball media session, Kim Mulkey, Kalani Brown, who's back in town, etc. Also, coming up this Saturday, not only tonight, by the way, in the Big 12, Oklahoma State plays at Kansas State tomorrow. Kansas at West Virginia, Iowa State at Oklahoma. So West Virginia plays tomorrow night against Kansas and then turns around on a short time and will be on the road after a home game tomorrow night to play in Waco. That game is a 3 o'clock start. Is that right?
Yep.
A 3 o'clock start, Baylor and West Virginia coming up on Saturday. And back-to-back Saturday games, not overlooking anything if you're a fan or overlooking anything on their schedule. As Paul's mentioned, Oklahoma's going to be dicey. Hell, Saturday's going to be dicey. They have West Virginia Saturday, mid-afternoon, and then Kansas the following Saturday. You can't ask for anything better.
No.
You can't ask for anything better.
That's three Saturdays in a row with home games, too. So it should allow some momentum on the attendance, which I think Kansas already sold out. I know that.
Yeah, it is.
West Virginia needs to be as well. That's a really good team, and Baylor needs to bring the ruckus crowd-wise in that one.
All right, some things sent to us on the Bush's Chicken text line. This is from the 254. It looks like Tristan Thompson doesn't even care. Wouldn't be surprised. First of all, it's Tristan Clark. Wouldn't be surprised if he transfers. I meant Tristan Clark. Okay, he corrected himself. If you heard the Scott Drew comment, it makes a little bit more sense. I did see when I was walking out Saturday in the game against the Oklahoma State, I was walking up the tunnel where we leave after the post game. There's a couple of different ways to exit the Farrell Center. I go through the back area where the weight and conditioning where Jamie and Charlie Melton, mm-hmm. where they live
yeah.
in the gym with the pounding of weights and conditioning. And I did see Tristan with his mother outside of one of both of the practice facilities and just having a conversation. I think we could sit there or you could sit there and anyone could say, what? You don't think this is hard on him?
No, I completely disagree with Tristan. I don't think Tristan Clark's checked that at all. I just think he's nervous. I think that's a big thing. He's nervous because that knee injury was a lot worse than everybody thought it was. It took a long time to come back, and he doesn't feel like himself. He'll get there eventually, but it may not be during the season. It may take an off season to do that. And in the meantime, you know, Baylor could have been lost in the wilderness down low because Flo Thamba doesn't have as much experience and is kind of a different kind of player. But Freddie Gillespie just kept working his way into being the player that he is. So they had Freddie Gillespie, so they didn't have to rush him back.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe that's had a little bit of an adverse effect in that he's taking it a little slower than maybe he even needs to. But I do think that Tristan Clark will be fine eventually. It just may not be in 2020.
Nah, yeah, you're right.
Or Smokey, this part of
this is from the 806. I know we're old. Obviously, he said me. I know we're old, but it really makes me feel old when I can tell you that my mom and dad had season tickets to the 1968 Houston Cougars basketball season. They were at the great game in the Astrodome, 52,000. The Cougars, of course, upset with Alvin Hayes, UCLA, and Lou Alcindor. Yep, I remember that game. There's a famous picture, a black and white picture of that game. Let's see here. This is from the 254. That run is crazy with Phi Elena Jana.
I got a lot of correctness.
Phi's trying to say Phi Slamma Jamma. From Corey, Baylor has the heart and defense of a national championship team with a Sweet 16 type offense. Okay, thanks for the comments we got on the Bush's Chicken text line. So 254-662-1660 if you'd like to comment on the interview with Scott Drew or last night's win. You know what? There is easily a way. A normal team, even a good team, would have been 3-3 in the last six games
mm-hmm.
with who they've played and how they've played or how the teams have come after them. They are now, you can say whatever you want, and sometimes, you know, you want to be a blue blood, you want to be an alpha dog, you want to be in that mix, and Baylor is right now. And then all of a sudden, there's a little bit of a, and I don't know if the word is a burden, but there's a weight on your shoulders. This team seems to be playing with it, though. Seems to mm-hmm. be fine. Last night could have been a team that just, it got too much for them, but they're so good defensively, it allows them to play anywhere. And this is what Kansas and North Carolina and Duke, not North Carolina this year, but this is what they do every year. It's like what Alabama and Clemson mm-hmm. and Oklahoma and others do, and now LSU. This is what they do all the time. And even if you're a blue blood or an alpha dog or a country club member, football or basketball, you still have that even when you're not successful
mm-hmm.
on your shoulders.
Yep.
And it can, in some cases, overwhelm students or players or student athletes.
Yeah, and it's
and
tough.
They've handled it so far.
Well, although I Mark Vile had a quote last night that I heard Chris Budden say a couple times, where he said, "It still doesn't feel like that they are number one." And maybe that's what's helping them is that they haven't accepted that they're the number one team. They've just been able to put it like that's a cool thing.
It's almost how the football team, when they started winning last year, how they, what was it, Paul? They had a game coming up and John Lovett didn't know who it was.
Yeah, he said, who do we play after this one?
And he was serious because that's the mentality that, and I think that's now, I'm not saying coaches didn't have that when Lombardi or Landry were there, but it seemed like that's even more of something you hear coming out of the coaching or programs, the focus of just handle today.
I think part of it is because they're trying to make sure that the players don't have, you know, don't get rabbit ears or don't get focused on other things. So they pounded home a little harder than they used to, where, you know, Smokey, back in the 80s, you know, they put the schedule on the locker room wall and then you could go see it or you could print it out and keep it at your house or whatever you had. But you couldn't, there was no other avenue to just keep going and looking at it. And there was no way, like, unless you walked into a group of people talking about it, there wasn't a room, you know, available where, like, hey, well, I know it's three games from now, but we've got Oklahoma coming up and blah, 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 blah. You don't have that anymore. Then now, I mean, you can go online and you have people who the schedule comes out in 2023, and they're already saying, well, that should be at least a 10-2 year. Well, no, I mean, come on. And the same for basketball. And, of course, with basketball seeing everybody twice all the time, you just kind of have to worry about the next day because mm-hmm. you know you're going to get them coming back around.
Yep, no question about it. No question about it. I got a note from Jim Howler, and I just invited him. You know, Jim travels a lot. He just was last week he was doing the Stephen F. Austin New Orleans game. And of course, that's my alma mater, and they continue to play well in the Southland Conference. And thanks for the text to Jim Howler. So, all right, that's Scott Drew. Listen, you can go to the message boards, Twitter, whatever, email, whatever. What's wrong with Tristan Clark? Garrett, you asked the question, and I know that mainly not everybody has to agree with Scott's answer, but how emphatic and immediate was his positivity when it comes to Tristan Clark in a way that maybe none of us looked at it that way?
It was pretty quick, and I think he's been expecting this. You know, he sees it from a different perspective than most people because he's with Tristan on a day-to-day basis for a majority of the day, so he's got a different vantage point of it. I just think from the outside looking in, it just looks like the chemistry isn't there, and he's just struggling to find his role, and that's something that will come along, and Scott's just seeing it from different eyes.
Mm-hmm. And back-to-back games, which some of us just take for granted. We wake up in the morning, we do whatever we do, we go to work. And for Tristan Clark, it's not that simple. And it does at times, based on the injuries you have or the surgery you've had or the rehab you have. It just doesn't always kick in the way it does some others. And plus, by the way, that's a big man at 6'10".
Mm-hmm.
And anything that would be a setback for him would probably cost him the rest of the season. So what we saw was a guy who fouled out at the end of 10 minutes left in the game or whatever it was. And no points, but the three rebounds. And Scott Drew saw the three rebounds. The fact that if he fouled out, that doesn't mean he was sloppy, although there are some things he could have prevented or avoided. That means he was playing aggressively. Mm-hmm. And back-to-back games, which for him is a step, even though people are impatient, what have you done for me lately?
Mm-hmm.
So 347 is the time. The Bush's Chicken text line is available as well, 254-662-1660. Baylor men's basketball. They just swept Texas and held Shaka Smart. Both games, Paul, under 50?
Both games, yes. 44 and 45 points.
And what did Fran Fraschilla say about the top 100 recruits on the UT roster compared to the Baylor roster? Has three. Baylor has three.
Well, and it depends on who you look at. There's one of them that's in contention. So it's between two and three. So let's just call it two and a half. Texas has 11.
Yeah.
11 guys.
How many blue chip players on the Baylor football team that just went to the Sugar Bowl? That were recruited as blue chippers. The guys who are going to go to the NFL who are getting a chance at the combine, none of them. James Lynch was kind of highly thought of.
Yeah.
Denzel Mims was a guy that a lot of people knew who he was at Dangerfield.
But he wasn't having to ward off coaches at the door.
No. Graylin Arnold was a very skilled, multi-talented athlete from a tiny school at Koontz, Texas. And then you see Bravion Roy was a really good player at Spring High School.
But he had another player on his team who was getting more hype than he was.
And so he was a guy, again. And
Clay Johnston was not
a highly coveted guy as much as he was a playmaker at Wiley High School in Abilene.
Yeah. But, I mean, Chris Miller was...
And Chris Miller was, you know, I didn't know who Chris Miller was, except that was the guy that was always, like, missing tackles at people's feet.
He transferred in from Georgia, right?
Turned in to be a hell of a player.
Did Chris Miller he transferred in, right?
From Georgia?
Where did Chris Miller transfer?
I don't know.
Georgia.
I don't know.
It was something, but...
3:49 is the time. Let's come back with more of your comments. When you watch Baylor men's basketball, what do you see? What is it that makes you want to watch him again? Saturday or next week or whenever? 254-662-1660. This is ESPN Central Texas.
Baylor Big 12 Basketball Saturday with Pat and John here on the home of the Bears.
The Bears back in action Saturday in the Farrell Center hosting West Virginia. 2:30 for the countdown to tip-off. It's a 3 p.m. tip-off Saturday for the Bears and the Mountaineers.
Baylor Big 12 Basketball Saturday here on the home of the Bears, ESPN Central Texas.
Valentine's Day is Friday. Friday. I'm going to say this again. It's Friday. So you're running out of time to get your gifts. And if you're looking for something different that's not kind of the standard order of things, you need to check out Morrison's Gifts on Waco Drive next to Jason's Deli. I've been walking past it for years when I go to eat there, and it's right there. I've never been in it until the other day. And let me tell you, the family at Morrison's Gifts, this is a fifth-generation Waco family. They've been here forever in Waco, Texas, maybe even deeper than that, deep Waco roots. So if you're looking for something that's kind of out of the ordinary, I say out of the ordinary, but just different, so something shows you put more effort into it. They've got John Hart design leather bags there. They have luggage from John Hart. Beautiful stuff there. They can do gift basket for you with all their Texas American crafted goods there, whether it is, you know, these jellies and jams or candies that they have, or some of the handcrafted soaps that they have, the six lines of candles they have. They can make you a gift basket, and they have delivery available. Those slots are limited, so get by Morrison's Gifts right now, and they may be going away as it goes on. So they can deliver that for you and surprise your sweetheart with that gift on Valentine's Day. So if you're looking for something different, they can put some of those world's softest socks in there. Believe me, they're very soft. Your wife or girlfriend will love those socks. So whatever it is, whether it's soap rocks or candles or locally crafted goods, buy local, buy Morrison's Gifts on Waco Drive next to Jason's Deli.
At Allen Samuels, we say that if George Washington were alive today, he'd haul away that cherry tree he chopped down in a new Ram. More towing, incredible style, and back-to-back Motor Trend Truck of the Year. And Honest Abe, why he wouldn't wait 4 score and 7 years for a new Jeep Gladiator. It's 100% truck and 100% SUV. Get big savings during the Allen Samuels President's Day event. No executive orders needed, because Allen Samuels is your friend in the car business.
This may be a tough choice. Will it be Jeep or Journey? Allen Samuels has them for only $16,990 during the big President's Day event. The all-new 2019 Jeep Renegade Latitude, America's hottest subcompact SUV, just $16,990. Or pick a new 2019 Dodge Journey midsize crossover with third-row seating, also just $16,990. Hey, flip a coin. Come by and save now at Waco's most trusted dealer, Allen Samuels.
Ask for details.
It's a new year, and it's time to fire up the grill, heat up the oven, or get that deep fryer going to enjoy the top quality products at Waco Custom Marketplace. Hi, this is David Smith. And live crawfish season is here, so it's time to prepare, boil, and enjoy delicious crawfish, and give Waco Custom Marketplace a call to order your bag of their finest crawfish, available right now. Crawfish Boil Box includes 5 pounds of red bean potatoes, 30 corn cobettes, 5 pounds of sausage, and plenty of Louisiana boil season. And make your order now for live crawfish and pick it up in time for the weekend. Let Waco Custom Marketplace be your one-stop shop for team gatherings, school functions, and fundraisers. And remember, the crawfish boil box includes red bean potatoes, corn cobettes, sausage, and plenty of Louisiana boil seasoning. Serving Waco restaurants and families since 1940, Waco Custom Marketplace, 425 Lake Air Drive, or WacoCustomMarketplace.com.
Savings on pre-owned cars. See dealer for details.
An extra day means extra savings at Richard Carr Motors. Leap into more savings at Richard Carr, like a 2019 GMC Acadia SLT for only $28.9, or a 2019 Buick Enclave Essence for only $29.9. More days, more selection, more savings. Leap into savings this month at Richard Carr Buick GMC Cadillac, or at RichardCarr.com.
At Richard Carr, we give you more.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Paul Catalina with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. Servicing Central Texas since 1964. La Ford, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Clifton, where they say cars are like eggs, they're cheaper in the country. The top-ranked Lady Bears welcome TCU to the Farrell Center on Wednesday night. Coach Kim Mulkey says Baylor will approach the preparation in two different ways.
We will approach it like we hadn't seen them. Obviously, we will also approach it like we have seen them. We're a different team now. Melissa didn't play in that game. That was her first game to miss. I'm sure they think they're a different team now. It'd be good to be at home. They're second place in the league. They have seniors and players that have played together, and they're playing extremely well. You know they're going to play hard, so we better be ready.
Baylor versus TCU, Wednesday night, 7 p.m. You can hear it right here on ESPN Central Texas.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas.
All right, here we go. 3:55 is the time. 4 o'clock. Pat Nunley, broadcaster with John Morris. He does the color. Former player. His thoughts about Baylor and their men's basketball team. Let's see here. This is Travis from Axtell. Let me see here. Go to every basketball game, Baylor basketball, and can't afford to buy season tickets, so I buy a ticket each conference game, which is roughly $20 to $25, which is a steal. General admission seating is rows 18 and up, so it's hard for me to make a difference in a game when I want to stand up and holler so far up. You can still make a difference, Travis. If there's 300 of you or 1,200 of you, then it all works out. When I watch this Baylor basketball team, I see a team that is going to go to out-hustle the other team. They are going to get in the opposing team's face and guard the hell out of them. They remind me so much of last year's Virginia team who won the national title by allowing only 51 points per game. It's not pretty, but at the end of the game, they get the job done.
Yeah, I think that people are going to have to watch with a kind of a knot in their stomach as they get into the postseason because this is the team that they are. Although, look, you could wind up getting matchups where nobody can guard both Jared Butler and Maceo Teague and Davion Mitchell all at the same time, and people start lighting it up.
Their guards, it's a guard game. Unless you have a dominant, and there's not many dominant cities. Like, imagine this team with Jericho Sims, but again, it may not work. Mm-hmm. Here's a... The 2-5. You have Freddie Gillespie's doing fine, doing really well. Has there ever been a number one team in any sport that won every game in number one blowout style? I can't think of one. I can. UConn women. Baylor's women have had, you know, up until the Final Four.
Kentucky with Anthony Davis.
No matter what it is, someone's going to complain, so they feel as if they know it all and the attention is on them. A win is a win. I agree, but there have been some number one teams that have blown people out from start to finish. And, oh, by the way, I mentioned this, I believe, to Scott Drewer. I mentioned this on the Big 12 radio network yesterday. Baylor's now 11-0 in conference play. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
I believe their margin of victory, even after last night, including last night, is like above 11 points per game.
Well, they played two close games in a row and still won them both by 7 and 8, mm-hmm. You know, eight points. So.
Leon, no one's going to know what Clark is going through that injury until you've had an injury like it and have to go through rehab and come back and play with the speed. It's very hard. And Mayer, by the way, is coming alive. He had a nice stretch for them. He can sometimes want to make you pull your hair out.
Well, he's starting to understand what it means to be a big-time college basketball player. And he's understanding his role.
Playing big-time college basketball.
Yeah. That's a better way to put it. Playing big-time college basketball is that right now, as a sophomore, you got to know your role, and you've got to do the little things. That's what he wasn't doing last year when he came in. Last year, he would come in and essentially just for the ball. Yeah. And now he's playing defense. He's getting rebounds. He's getting those hustle plays. He makes it difficult for people. They have to account for him because he's a good shooter. He's got a bright future.
3:58 is the time. When we come back, Pat Nunley, broadcaster, next to John Morris on the broadcast here on ESPN Central Texas on Baylor, their defense and number one.
Recently on You Make the Call.
I have a light right now in my...
What's left of your Tahoe?
In my dinosauric... Is that a word? Can I use that?
Sure,
dinosauric
use
Tahoe that has
not only check engine,
it has low coolant, it has what's the oil pressure, all of it's going off at once, and you know what? God bless it, it keeps moving.
I'm surprised you don't have a crank on the front.
I might need one day.
This is You Make the Call on ESPN Central Texas. Need to get away from it all? Do it in a new 2019 Jeep Wrangler Sport from Allen Samuels. With $4,535 in Allen Samuels discounts and $2,000 in Southwest bonus cash, Wrangler is just $31,990. Military gets an additional $500 discount. Wrangler has tons of options, including 3-piece hardtop and 7-inch radio group. And check out our incredible lease offer on new 2020 Gladiators. The President's Day event at Allen Samuels.
This may be a tough choice. Will it be Jeep or Journey? Alan Samuels has them for only $16,990 during the big President's Day event. The all-new 2019 Jeep Renegade Latitude. America's hottest subcompact SUV. Just $16,990. Or pick a new 2019 Dodge Journey midsize crossover with third row seating. Also just $16,990. Hey, flip a coin. Come by and save now at Waco's most trusted dealer, Alan Samuels.
Ask for details. Southwest Sports Medicine and Orthopedics, the team physicians of Baylor Athletics. Our doctors specialize in the diagnosis and treatment of any and all sports-related injuries. Celebrating over a decade of service to Central Texas, our doctors are equipped to handle a wide range of issues, whether it's your foot or ankle, your hand or wrist, knee and shoulder pain, or you're in need of our arthritis and total joint clinic. Trust the doctors that Baylor trusts. Southwest Sports Medicine and Orthopedics. Our goal is to get you back in the game.
Visit Balcones Whiskey Distillery Tasting Room and Gift Shop, located in downtown Waco. Grab some friends and enjoy whiskey flights, refreshing cocktails, gift shopping, distillery tours, and special events. Sign up for one of their 10 weekly tours offered Tuesday through Saturday. Check their website, balconesdistilling.com/visit, for available times and book your spot today. Tours are $15 a person and included tasting. Always distilled to appreciate. Balcones is located downtown on the corner of Franklin and 11th, open Tuesday through Sunday.
This Valentine's, you could get her flowers, you could get her chocolates, or you could get her jewelry. At D'Amore Fine Jewelers, why not get her all three? Free flowers and free chocolates with all diamond jewelry purchases, $99 and up. And with any gentleman gifts, we'll throw in a free men's necktie for your night out with a purchase of $99 and up. Now through February 14th, only at D'Amore Fine Jewelers, where Waco gets engaged. 4541 West Waco Drive.
Hi, my name is Amanda Cunningham. I am a local realtor that has a passion for people. I've helped clients buy and sell over 80 homes in 2019 and would love to help you buy or sell that perfect home. You deserve to get top dollar for your home. Listing with an experienced agent that specializes in not only promoting your home, but helping you get your home buyer ready is key. I have a team of people around me that make what I do each day possible. If you're searching for that perfect home, your experience should be pleasant and stress-free. Call me today. I want to meet you. 254-495-0338. Google Amanda Cunningham Realtor with Coldwell Banker Apex to find my website, Facebook, and more.
KRZI Waco, K256BW Waco, ESPN Central Texas.
The 4 o'clock hour of You Make the Call is brought to you by McAdams and Sons Roofing.
All right, here we go. That 1968 University of Houston basketball team was 31-2. The losses they had that year came to UCLA in the Final Four, a team they had beaten earlier in the year, and UCLA blitzed them. That was out in L.A., by the way, 101-69. And then they had like a consolation game, and they lost to Ohio State in 1968. And I don't know who was on that Ohio State team. I don't know if that was Jerry Lucas or whoever that might be. But that's the kind of team that has the four consecutive weeks at number one, last time a team in Texas in Division One, other than this current team at Baylor. And we're joined by a guy that gets to see him up close and personal right there on the floor, played at Baylor, Pat Dunley, broadcast voice, partner with John Morris as well on ESPN Central Texas. Pat, I heard you discussing this defense, and my goodness, last night they were in full throttle. What makes them so good defensively?
Well, they're mentally tough, David. They are physically superior. They're just built for it. I think a couple of different things. Number one, you've got Davion Mitchell out front, and I don't know that we've ever had a better on-the-ball defender than Mitchell. I think A.J. Walton was in that league, but in terms of big playability, crazy plays that he just pulls off physically, blocks, steals. And he's just such a physical defender, it's hard for anybody, any opponent, to get into a rhythm. Then behind him, you got Mark Vidal, who has just taken the term effort to a whole nother level. And then you got Freddie Gillespie behind him. And then you got on the wings, at least in the starting five, you got Butler and Teague. Teague is 23 years old. He's mature. He's calm. But he's physical. He understands the game. He anticipates defensively really well. And then Butler complements the rest of them. That is just an elite defense, and the numbers really bear that out.
Do they need to change up their offense, though, a little bit, at least their plan of attack, so they can maybe get two guys going at once?
I don't know. I think it's If there is an area of improvement for this team, it's probably their half-court offense. And I say that, after they just find a way to win. And, like last night, when your opponent scores 45, you're going to win most of the time. You don't need great offense to do that. But they can get a little stagnant. They're so talented offensively. Sometimes there's a tendency to stand and watch another guy do what he does. And they can pull that off. But you could see when Coach Drew calls a timeout, when the offense has gotten a little stagnant, it's to get motion, energy, movement into their half-court offense. And, you know, when they're doing that, they're really hard to guard. That's the thing. They can't make themselves easier to guard than they otherwise should be. So I don't know, really. I think they're fine. When they shoot the ball well, and they're, of course, very capable of doing that because each of the four can really shoot it, they are unbeatable virtually.
Yeah, they're playing – At such a smooth level. But also, Pat, we you know, whoever covers them or watches them or a fan of the team or whoever team, you see some of the bumps and the bruises, the hickeys. They're playing, yeah. The other team's getting scholarships too, and they're playing teams that also play pretty well as well.
Yeah. I mean, Texas is good. They're very good. They needed Febris last night. They need a shooter, and they had a couple of energies. Kai Jones was out too. So, you know, they're back on their heels some. But, yeah, I mean, they're beating really, really good teams, and their schedule, you know, would suggest that as well. You know, they're an interesting team in the sense that they are so talented, but the intangibles that you've got to have to win at this level consistently are all there as well. They play together. They have great chemistry. They like one another. You know, I've heard coaches say there are three different kind of teams, a team that plays against one another, a team that plays with one another, and then a team that plays for one another. And Coach Drew and his staff have gotten this team playing for one another. And when you get that going, and then you bring in that elite defense, and you bring in the firepower they have offensively, they are the number one team in the nation.
I heard Coach Drew say something in the press conference after the game the other day against Oklahoma State, in that none of these guys really, I mean, even Jared Butler, who it was a pretty highly recruited player, but super yeah. high. Since they were in eighth grade, nobody has been telling them they're the best thing in the world. How yeah. much does that factor there, that these all of them seem like they have something to prove, as opposed to the world proving something to them that makes them that you just talked about?
I think it's important. I think it's just attitude. And I don't, you know, maybe the attitude they have comes from that. There's probably a little bit of that there. But I tell you what they do. They just compete. You know, they are tough, talented guys who love to play and love to compete. I'll give you an example of that. We interviewed Macy O'Teague after one game. I can't remember who it was. It was the game before, Saturday game, before they go to Lubbock to play Texas Tech on Monday, the game they won. And we're talking to Teague, and we say, okay, man, we're teed up to go out to Lubbock, big game, et cetera, and we're going through that. And Maceo said, who do we play?
Mm-hmm.
And he was dead serious. And it's not like he's not dialed in. It's just they're just not thinking about, oh, my gosh, it's Lubbock, it's Tech, and then we get to go to Allen Fieldhouse. It's really, who are we playing tonight? How do we get ready? And let's go.
You know, you mentioned Davion Mitchell, and obviously vital. And if there's a Big 12 first-team defense, and I know that what Jericho Sims, we saw him, and there's others on other teams. This is not me just looking at Baylor. Is it going to be hard to keep vital Mitchell and even Freddie out of the first or second-team defensive team?
I think so. I mean, right now, it certainly would be. You know, there is, I can't remember the award, the name of the award, but they just came out with the preseason Defensive Player of the Year awards. And, you know, there's a group of however many on that list. Baylor has the only team in the country with two players on that list, and it's Davion Mitchell and Mark Vidal. So they're getting the recognition they deserve. But, you know, again, if they continue at this pace, holding opponents to 57, 58 points a game, that's pretty darn good.
Did you hear the stat that Scott gave me earlier today, that this is the first time since this 1968 Elvin Hayes, Guy V. Lewis, Houston Cougars, that a team in Texas at the Division I level has held the number one ranking for more than four weeks or longer?
I did not hear that. You know, it's interesting. As we're going through this season, everything is a first now. And it's really cool, and it's a lot of fun, particularly from Baylor perspective. But, you know, they've earned it. Their schedule, is the kind of schedule that if they get through it the way they have, they are clearly the number one team in the nation. Now, I say that with an asterisk by it because everybody understands it's February, and we're just two games into the second part of the Big 12 race. We haven't even played West Virginia yet. So there's a lot of work left to do, but in terms of the reputation, the credibility, the notoriety of the program, being number one today is a really, really big deal.
Have you ever seen a player who creates as much chaos as Mark Vidal does?
No. No, I haven't. You know, there. You guys get all this stuff. There's stuff out on Twitter and, you know, social media, whatever. Just little snippets of Vidal against Iowa State, for example, against Florida, where he'll have a defensive series where he's just isolated, you know, on film. And you watch what he does, and it is inspiring. I don't know how else to put it. Just the level of effort that he brings to the floor and the ability to rebound out of space, to go get the ball when it's up there, up for grabs. And really, and this is maybe the most impressive thing, keeping balls alive. Where the ball's up for grabs, he has no ability to go get it cleanly and bring it down, but just getting in there, getting a hand on it, deflecting it, just keeping it alive so that he or his teammates have the ability to retrieve it. That happens with him all the time. And that's not a stat that gets recorded, but those kind of plays are huge in games like the ones they've played in conference where every possession really does matter. These are low possession games because they're so low scoring. And so you need the ball, and he helps them get it and retrieve it and hang on to it.
Well, you heard you weren't in the post game because you're doing your own, but Mike Boynton just absolutely could not say enough about Mark Vidal, but really everything Baylor. But here they're about to play a team in West Virginia. Bob Huggins, if he had a vote for player of the year in the conference, if he couldn't vote for one of his own players, he's even basically said that Mark Vidal might be the most valuable player. That was last year, and they're about to play them on Saturday.
Yeah, and now you've got, along with Vidal, you've got a seasoned and mature Freddie Gillespie. And so, again, along the baseline, you bring those guys onto the floor, playing together, understanding their roles and responsibilities. This is again, the kind of team that can physically compete with West Virginia. We thought Kansas was big. West Virginia is humongous. And now they've got some guard play to go along with it. So when you play West Virginia, it used to be that we were overwhelmed by their guards. They had so many really good ones. Now it is just their beef, their brawn. We've got guys who can compete with them, get bodies on them, and that's really nice. I'm anxious to see that matchup on Saturday. It'll be fun.
Pat Nunley, broadcast voice with John Morris, Baylor basketball with us on ESPN Central Texas. Pat, I know you got to go. One more question. I mentioned the number one ranking. It's all about now. This team will be measured by what they do in March and April, if they can get to April. But do you see them in any way? You mentioned that Macy Oteague didn't even know who was next. But do you see any way at all the number one ranking starting to wear on them in any way?
Well, that's a good question, Smokey. I would say we've asked that question. I asked that question of Maceo in a postgame interview. I asked that question of Scott. Does the number one ranking affect them in any way? Is it different? And they all say, and I believe this. I don't think this is just the company line. They're aware of it. They're proud of it. They think it's pretty cool. But they do understand what's at stake and that to win this league, which is their goal right now. Really, their goal is to beat West Virginia Saturday. But first and foremost, they want to win the Big 12 Conference. Mm-hmm. And to do that, you literally have to play one at a time. And that's their mentality. And so far, so good.
Thank you, Pat. Appreciate it. We'll see you Saturday. Thank you.
All right, guys. Thank you. My pleasure.
Absolutely. That's Pat Nunley, broadcast analyst for Baylor men's basketball. Played with Baylor as well at Baylor in he, along with John Morris, the game call on Saturday right here on ESPN Central Texas. When we come back, it's 4:15. Mac Rhodes, Director of Athletics at Baylor, and this is ESPN Central Texas.
The 2020 Baylor baseball season begins February 14th at Baylor Ballpark as the Bears open a three-game series with Nebraska. Again this season, join Derek Smith and Steve Jonigan for all the play-by-play as the Bears look for their fourth straight NCAA regional appearance. Every game, all season long, right here on the home of Baylor Bear Baseball, ESPN Central Texas.
Need to get away from it all? Do it in a new 2019 Jeep Wrangler Sport from Allen Samuels. With $4,535 in Allen Samuels discounts and $2,000 in Southwest bonus cash, Wrangler is just $31,990. Military gets an additional $500 discount. Wrangler has tons of options, including three-piece hardtop and 7-inch radio group. And check out our incredible lease offer on new 2020 Gladiators. The President's Day event at Allen Samuels.
This may be a tough choice. Will it be Jeep or Journey? Alan Samuels has them for only $16,990 during the big President's Day event. The all-new 2019 Jeep Renegade Latitude, America's hottest subcompact SUV, just $16,990. Or pick a new 2019 Dodge Journey midsize crossover with third-row seating, also just $16,990. Hey, flip a coin. Come by and save now at Waco's most trusted dealer, Alan Samuels.
Ask for details.
You can have the most beautiful backyard with gorgeous landscaping, perhaps a hot tub or pool and a deck, but that view can be ruined without a fence from Pinnacle Fence and Supply. Pinnacle Fence can customize what you need. Privacy fencing, chain link, ornamental iron, and even fence repairs on what you already own or temporary fencing for commercial or residential needs. Pinnacle Fence provides various lengths of warranty on gates or fencing, especially during the wonderful but sometimes odd weather in Central Texas. Let us complete your backyard haven. Pinnacle Fence, 133 North 1st Street in Hewitt, or at PinFence.com.
Since studies show more and more people use their mobile devices to conduct banking business, Community Bank and Trust is keeping pace with the latest technology. Both commercial and personal customers can make mobile deposits. With our responsive mobile app, you can complete any banking task right from your phone. With Community Bank and Trust, enjoy state-of-the-art banking. Anywhere, anytime, on any device. Member FDIC.
In the market for a quality metal building? Since 1943, Pioneer Steel and Pipe has helped Central Texas residential and commercial customers with metal building design, panel options, building components, and trim options. Pioneer Steel and Pipe's residential line is energy efficient, offers low maintenance, reduces insurance payments, is impact resistant, and carries up to a 45-year limited warranty. In addition, they can also help you find a metal building contractor for your project. Pioneer Steel and Pipe with locations in Waco and Bryan and at pioneersboys.com.
Okay, Valentine's Day is here again, and guys, you're not ready, right? At Morrison's Gifts, they have your solution. They feature quality local Texas and American-made products, like John Hart design handcrafted leather bags and accessories, grandmother's buttons, antique button jewelry, jellycat plush animals made to order, and pre-made gift baskets. They also have six lines of candles and the world's softest socks. She'll love you for them, and so much more, you can't go wrong. Morrison's Gifts, since 1979, at 4308 West Waco Drive, next to Jason's Deli in the Brazos Play Center.
Baylor football fans, now is the time to order your reserve parking and tailgate spaces for the 2020 Baylor football season. Brazos Parking, locally owned and operated, is located at 1400 Martin Luther King Boulevard across from McLean Stadium and is home for the best tailgating in Waco. Go to BrazosParking.com to learn about all the great amenities, including friendly customer service, site map, and easy reservation system. Remember, BrazosParking.com, that's B-R-A-Z-O-S Parking.com, to reserve your game day destination.
This segment with Baylor Director of Athletics Mac Rhodes is sponsored by Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, serving Texans since 1952. Edward Jones Investments with John Maddox, Ben Erlinson, Brad Hill, and Brad Wilson, making sense of investments. Myatt Fuels, our family would love to serve yours. If you need fuel or lubricant, we're here for you.
All right, here we go. It's 419 on this overcast, rainy Tuesday afternoon in Central Texas. We're also now Paul Catalina, David Smoke, joined by the Director of Athletics at Baylor University, Mac Rhodes, on ESPN Central Texas. How about the gutty basketball win last night in Austin?
Yeah, that really was. You I think you said it correctly, gutty. And I think you talk about defense travels, and you know, that's been really the staple of our success is we've been able to defend at a really, really high level on the road and certainly at home. But, you know, defense is the one thing that you can always control because it's about effort. And, you know, our kids, our student athletes love to play at that end of the floor and did a great job last night.
Mac, do you think that, you know, we've seen defense, you know, kind of take over college basketball this year. How much do you think the new rules have an effect on that?
Yeah, I mean, they probably, you know, aid, you know, the ability to defend, particularly, you know, when you don't reset the shot clock all the way to the max value, et cetera. And so you maybe shorten the length of some possessions. So I do think that favors it. And I think for us, we've got some young men that just really take that to heart and take pride in it you know, do a really, really good job in terms of defending the ball.
Mac, Scott, earlier, I had a chance to record an interview with him that we had about an hour ago. He told me this stat, that it's the first time since 1968 that a Division I men's basketball team in Texas, since the Elvin Hayes University of Houston team, had a number one ranking and had it for more at 4 weeks or longer. Now, I know I'm old. I remember that. I was nine. That's some pretty heavy-duty territory. They beat Lou Alcindor. Again, this team will be measured eventually by what happens in the tournament, but that's pretty heavy-duty stuff right there when you consider Houston's been good before with Vice Lamajama. Texas Tech last year was in the Final Four. UT's had some teams that have been highly ranked, huh?
Yeah, I mean it's a great stat, and I think, you know, a stat like that hopefully gives you some appreciation for, you know, what this team is doing. And you know, when Scott, you know, talks about those stats, the one thing he has in mind always is our young men and the tribute to them. And so again, this the sense of appreciation, how hard it is, you know, to number one, get a number one ranking, and then certainly to stay there. And as you mentioned, for four plus weeks. But you know, again, at the end of the day, it's going to be about how we finish out. And I know that Coach Drew believes that, and that's his message to the team. Everything that we're doing right now is for the purpose of building toward the end of the year and how we finish, you know, the end of the year, our regular season, how we compete and play in the Big 12 tournament, and then how we compete and play in the NCAA tournament.
All right, Mac Rhodes with us on ESPN Central Texas. With this story coming Friday afternoon, about the baseball team, is there any way, shape, or form that, based on what Baylor's dealt with other stories recently, that the decision to suspend 14 players was in any way like almost overkill?
No, I don't believe that at all. I think it was appropriate. The investigation, that entire process, right, because that's done by, you know, third party. That's not something that athletics is involved in. That's handled by campus, right? You know, I don't necessarily know all of the details and shouldn't know all of the details, but you know, when it came time to the sanctions, the consequences, you know, I think they were appropriate, and trust, you know, certainly trusted the findings, and then coming together in terms of what sanctions those were going to be, and again, you know, nobody lost a scholarship, nobody was kicked off the team, and you know, I think our fans know this, and if not, you know, I want to make sure that they understand this. This is a really, really good group of young men. They are. I'll go to battle with them any day of the week. Coach Rodriguez and his staff, how they lead our program, manage it, is elite, and appreciative for Coach Rodriguez and the way he handled all of this and staff. but also our young men. And sometimes, you know, the intention is pure, and it's about having fun. And, you know, maybe, you know, you take that a step or two too far. And then before you know it, it falls into a different category. And so we live and we learn. And I know our young men have learned and will grow from this and we'll move forward.
One more question about this. Does the size of a team affect or the decision to stagger the suspensions rather than just eat it all in one weekend?
I think it's you know, it's the size of the team and the combination of the number of players, you know, that will face, you know, the suspension. And so when you look at, you know, the roster size, you look at the number suspended, I think it's hard to do, you know, to be able to, as you said, your words, eat it in the first, you know, weekend series. And so again, we thoughtfully, you know, talked about that and discussed about that and say, you know, how do we do this and still the suspensions be impactful to the young men.
Mac Rhodes with us on ESPN Central Texas. Paul?
Mac, Mark Emmert and Bob Bowlesby, among others, were on Capitol Hill today talking mostly about name, image, and likeness rights. Obviously, you know, when the Senate gets things, they're going to grandstand and do things. Mark Emmert did get kind of gotten after by a couple different senators. How did you think that went, and how do you think, well, what do you think Congress's role should be in all of this?
So just, you know, full transparency, just because of my day and everything that was on my schedule today, you know, I haven't had a chance to really read anything about it or look at it. You know, I think the federal government getting involved, I think is significant. And, you know, what I do know is I think right now we're up to about 18 different states that are, you know, in the process of imposing, passing, you know, different legislation as it comes to name, image, and likeness. And that, in my opinion, equals chaos. And, you know, how can, you know, when we talk about NCAA rules, how can we, you know, have any type of you know, baseline to operate from when we've got, you know, depending upon the state, it's different from one state or the other. And so, you know, the only way potentially to have some uniformity is for, you know, the federal government to be involved and to get involved. And so, you know, I appreciate that there's some conversation going on. I think you know, we, meaning not necessarily the NCAA, but we in intercollegiate athletics, I don't know that we've done a great job of educating the masses in terms of the reality of college athletics and how it works and those that are impacted by name, image, and likeness, et cetera. You know, what's the downfall if we go to a true pay-for-play type model, which, you know, again, I think is certainly the wrong direction. You know, this idea of upholding the collegiate model, I think, is really, really, really important. You know, are there some things that we can do to liberalize some of the rules? You know, absolutely. And I think that's the conversation that we're all having. And it's probably, you know, and maybe, you know, 6 months from now I'll feel differently, but I think it's good that the federal government is at least taking the time to learn more.
Kansas game, you have West Virginia coming up. That's a home game, and obviously they're trying to sell that game out. Kansas is a sellout. It's a Saturday. Not sure exactly if there will be any other additional media coverage from ESPN that day. But right now it says will call will open up an hour before tip. Is there a chance that you want to open that up a little bit wider to allow to make sure that people, if they want to be at that game, who have tickets, who don't have them in hand, make sure that they get a chance to get inside the Ferrell Center?
Yeah, I think those are conversations that we're having now in terms of how do we best accommodate, you know, that crowd, you know, that early 11 a.m. tip, et cetera. So we're in the process of doing that, and as you mentioned, you know, still obviously more pressing than the Kansas game right now is the West Virginia game, our next one up, and doing everything we can to sell that out and make sure that we have just a great environment and one that's, you know, makes it harder for West Virginia to play to play in.
The tailgate issue from last week, I know it's not over. There are still people who want answers and want to know more about it. In the end, what did you learn? What did your department learn? What did Mac Rhodes and Baylor learn?
That's a really great question. And, I mentioned the last time I was on the radio and certainly wasn't trying to be defensive, and I hope it didn't come across that way, but we did have a communication plan, and fortunately that misinformation got out before we were able to really put that into play. But I think as you look back, are there things that we could have done better? Yeah, I think that we could have had some deeper, some better, conversations off record with a variety of stakeholders before any type of official announcement. And so I think that's an area that we could have done better. Absolutely. There was never an intent to mislead or to misinform. Unfortunately, for whatever reasons, there was a lot of misinformation. Now, at the end of the day, even with the right and correct information, look, we know that there's still some people that aren't going to be necessarily happy with the change, and we get that and know that and understand that. But there are other accommodations for those. And we'll expect and certainly believe that that area where Tailgate Guys is coming into, that area will be sold out, and I think it'll be a great experience for everybody that tailgates in that peninsula area.
Mac, as you're headed to build a new basketball field house, I assume it's, I mean, obviously it's always a great time to have a number one ranked team in both, but how much of that, with kind of spiked attendance and people getting more excited about it, helps in gathering data for what you'll need for when you build that?
Yeah, I think it helps a lot, and because it's hopefully the standard, right? And so there's this maybe elevated standard when you think about both programs being ranked in number one and top five, and so now demand, and that's the level that we want to continue at. And so that's the standard, that's the right data that we want in terms of driving decisions about venue, the facility, all of the particulars. I think it's good. And again, as we continue to move forward, and set this standard, that's really, really hard to continue to be at that level, but we're going to do everything we can to make sure that we stay there.
I don't mean this in any kind of a flippant way, but I know what running means to you. I know what me and what it means to me every morning to go work out, with the stress that can be, whether it's professional, whether it's just something that happens or personal, whatever. How much, and I mean this in all sincerity, how much does Mac Rhodes rely now on those runs during the times when things can get a little bit heated?
Yeah, I mean, running has always been important to me because it's an outlet. It's an outlet to think of things differently, right? I think so much when you're in the heat of the moment, you get locked into thinking about things one way. And so that's my way to escape and to think about things differently, to, replay things. Could we have done something better? Could we have made a different decision, right? Or how do I look at this issue different? Or how do we take things to the next level and introduce new ideas? So, that's my outlet. That's my time to be able to do that and kind of just step away from, my office and just kind of the everyday. And so I enjoy it. I love it. At the end of the day, running doesn't replace my faith. And for me, that's where all of that starts. And I'll be honest, I don't know how you do this job without having, great faith and be able to rely on that.
And your support staff doesn't hurt, does it?
No, our support staff is as good as there is in the country. Love them all, and they do such a great job.
That's Mac Rhodes. Thank you, Mac. Appreciate your time. Mac Rhodes on yet another busy day for him. The athletic director at Baylor joins us most Tuesdays at around 4:20 on many things, including the men's basketball team, what they've done on the tailgate story issue, controversy, sometimes the feedback or blowback, and then even like the Kansas game. And this is the Baylor basketball team, the coaching staff. Everyone's right now, all they're doing is focusing on day-to-day. They have West Virginia Saturday. Then they have a road trip. And then a week from Saturday, they have Kansas. But behind the scenes, no different than in football, when you could see that Baylor was going undefeated for as long as they possibly could, and then they're going to all of a sudden host a game at home. College game day was here. And that all is, that doesn't just happen in a week. That could, I'm not, there's a chance, they could be on a two-game losing streak by the time that game comes around. We don't know. They could also still be number one in the country and winning 23 in a row. But Kansas and Saturday, a week from Saturday, man, that could be something where ESPN comes into Waco. They've been here before, that game with Texas, like 2011.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
So that's something that's on at least the radar with what the athletics department has to deal with. Scott Drew and his staff and players have to focus on what will be an absolute grind against West Virginia on Saturday. It's 4:36. Hope you've enjoyed so far the first hour and 36 minutes. Paul Catalina, I'm David Smoke. We'll go to the calls. Coming up next, I asked this question earlier. Paul Catalina, Garrett Ross as well. We want your feedback. What is it about this men's basketball team that sticks out the most to you? What is it that makes you want to turn the television on or go to a game and watch them? Yes, winning absolutely has a lot to do with that if you're a fan. But what is it about them? Narrow it down to something more specific of why you want to watch them and why you want to go watch them in person or television. 254-662-1660, and this is ESPN Central Texas.
Lady Bear Basketball, all season long with Bruce Geetson and Maggie Davis-Stinnett on ESPN Central Texas.
The Lady Bears back in action Wednesday at the Farrell Center hosting TCU. 6:30 for the countdown to tip-off. 7 p.m. tip-off Wednesday.
Join Maggie Davis-Stinnett and the voice of the Lady Bears, Bruce Geetson, for Baylor Women's Basketball right here on ESPN Central Texas.
Waco Shuttle U, what is it? It's a way to help alleviate any stress when you're about to fly, whether it's out of Love Field in Dallas or Bergstrom in Austin. Here's what it is. It's a local company. And a round trip or a one-way ticket's $49. How do they do this? You meet them at the Richland Mall in Waco. $49, whether it's to Austin or Love Field in Dallas. They'll pick you up right outside of JCPenney. Take you to whatever airport it is. There's no stops along the way. It's there to there with whoever else is in the shuttle. Yeah, you have to contact them and tell them that you need a ride to Austin and or to Love Field. It's, you can go and call them, the number. A lot of people can't write down numbers if you're driving or whatever. I'll mention it twice. 254-237-3302, 254-237-3302, or just go online, Waco Shuttle U, just the letter U, .com. Think about this. You don't have to worry about airport parking. You don't have to worry about the stress of when you leave. They're going to pick you up at a certain time. They'll tell you, and they'll take you to where you want to go. And then on your way back, if you give them enough time, let them know. $49 back the other way, back to the JCPenney area at the Richland Mall. That's that simple. And you don't have to worry about, like, when I came back from Miami or came back from New Orleans and you have a $60, $80, $120, whatever dollar airport parking fee. It's Waco Shuttle U, the letter U, Waco Shuttle U, 254. Call the Mitchells today, 254-237-3302.
Boat show season is here, but only the best dealers offer the biggest savings. At Marineland Boating Center, we're home to Crest Pontoons, building quality pontoon boats since 1957 and powered by Mercury Outboards. Come in today and select from more than 15 Crest Pontoons in stock powered by Mercury Outboards. Rebates from $500 to $2,500 only at Marineland Boating Center, I-35 at Loop 340 South, or visit the website at MarinelandWacoYamaha.com.
Your CBD store, the only designated CBD store in Central Texas, located in Hewitt. We've created a warm, inviting space where you can feel comfortable asking the questions you've wanted to ask about CBD. Every product has independent lab testing available. Our staff is here to help you find an award-winning product that's right for you. Come see for yourself and get back to being you. Visit us at your CBD store on Hewitt Drive, next to Cafe Cappuccino.
Boozer's is the wedding ring store and more. If you're ready to get engaged or already married and want to upgrade your wife's ring for a special anniversary, Boozer's is the place to go. With the largest selection of premier quality diamond engagement rings and wedding rings in Central Texas. They have 7 cases with over 300 styles of rings from top designers like Natalie Kay. Choose from yellow, white, or rose gold, plus beautiful top quality loose diamonds. With an in-house jewelry, they can also custom make anything you want. Bring in a picture or drawing and let Boozer's create your one-of-a-kind pendant or ring. They can even use some of your old gold and diamond jewelry to create something new. At Boozer's, you'll find a great selection of quality timepieces, and Boozer's is the place for expert watch maintenance and repairs, too. They specialize in expert Rolex watch repair using genuine Rolex parts. For fine jewelry, watches, custom work, and more, go to Boozer's on Valley Mills and Lake Air Drive in Waco.
Myatt Fuels. You call, we haul is a high-quality fuel and lubricant distribution company based out of Clifton and West. Myatt Fuels provides our local area with a wholesale delivery of on-road diesel, off-road, farm diesel, gasoline, and non-ethanol. Myatt Fuels has been in Central Texas for several years and based their success on the company's values, integrity, and commitment to their clients with superior service and dedication. Call Nick at Myatt Fuels with all your off-road, farm, on-road, and gasoline delivery needs. Now available non-ethanol gasoline. Call 675-8107 Myatt Fields, or look them up on Facebook.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Craig Smoke with an ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. City Tire and Battery specializes in alignments, brakes, tune-up, suspension, work, and oil changes. Check them out at 1502 South Valley Mills Drive in Waco. Kim Mulkey and the number 2 Lady Bears return to their home court tomorrow night for a meeting with TCU. And earlier today during their media session, Mulkey made it a point to compliment Scott Drew and the number 1 men's team.
When you see a men's team pulling for each other, those are the ones that end up going a long way in the playoffs. And that's why it's exciting to watch those guys play. And the fact that they're now playing man-to-man defense.
You can check out David Smoke's full one-on-one with head men's coach Scott Drew, plus the Lady Bears' entire media session over on CentexSportsFan.com and via the Centex Sports Fan app for both Apple and Android users. Tonight, the NBA Spurs are on the road against the Thunder beginning at 7. Rockets are at home against the Celtics. That tips at 8:30.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas.
By the way, Paul Catalina, 442, some personal news yesterday that Garrett's birthday, and he just absolutely, the cake was in the kitchen. I was going to get like a little corner piece.
Yeah.
Whenever someone's birthday, I get a little corner piece, and he dodged out of here.
No.
Quickly.
No, no. But he did leave. There was some banana pudding he left, apparently, because the
did you pick it up?
No. The country station guys would not stop talking across the hall.
I went to go just pick that up because the other part had just darted away. I picked up the container of the banana pudding. It was as if I put a boulder.
Is it dense?
It would have slapped it up against my thigh.
Is it dense pudding?
It was very. It might have been smooth and creamy and light. I don't know, but the whole container itself. But the cake, I never even.
I didn't know you didn't have any.
And well, apparently you didn't care.
Don't listen. No, I was going. And you said, Gary, are you going to get the cake? I said, yeah, I'm going to grab the cake.
When I bring pizza into the studio or anywhere into my office, do I always normally let you guys know, hey, by the way, there's pizza?
Absolutely.
Although somebody in this building, and I'm not going to mention who they are, just go in there and start nibbling at it anyway. All right, Garrett, who do we have?
Patrick.
All right, Patrick, good afternoon, 444. Thank you for listening. Thanks for your call on ESPN Central Texas.
Yeah. Well, I grew up in the Houston area, and Elvin Hayes and Lou Alcindor had their battle in the Astrodome, and then I went through Phi Slamma Jamma when they lost and broke my heart in 1982 to Lorenzo Charles. So I have enjoyed and loved college basketball. I actually officiate high school basketball. And what I enjoy when I watch the Baylor Bears play basketball is how they are spread out on the court and they know what they're supposed to be doing defensively. They are covering and reacting quickly and in the right manner. And then on offense, they're creating some open areas. Now, they do have some times when they get a little sloppy with the basketball and they, you know, they let the other team come back to them. But they are a joy to watch, I can tell you that.
Yep, no, I agree with you. They know their role. Mark Vidal knows his role, and there are times he can pick up the offense, especially if he gets a breakaway or an offensive rebound or whatever. Everyone knows their specific role. Freddie Gillespie knows his. Tristan Clark, seems like at times he's you know, just trying to figure that out, but he's learning that as well. But all the other ones, when Matthew Myers comes in, right, he knows his role is to give him a spark. Sometimes he gives him a lot of things. Sometimes but he knows he's not in there to just sit in a corner. Mm-hmm. He's in there to, like, mess things up. And all the – Bandu, like, how good was he last night?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. He was huge. He had a big – I know there was a couple of threes. But when they went on that 13-0 run, I don't know who hit the first three. That was almost like – you didn't pop the balloon, but it was like another one. And, boy, that was unbelievable. You could almost just see Texas just – even though they kind of – again, they grind back.
Mm-hmm.
It just – man. They was 29-27. That game was there. And I know Fran Fraschilla continued to say that. And I was listening to the ESPN, our broadcast with John and Pat. I mean, yeah. But that 13-0 run was just cold-blooded.
Yeah, it was.
Cold-blooded.
I mean, and it really took it out of the, you know, Texas to where they didn't have – and they didn't take enough shots. They didn't really know how to react. And, you know, Baylor seems to do that to people where they let you – you know, you're going to have a moment where you've got a chance to get a run. They never really let you have it, though. Oklahoma State came back and tied the game, but they never let them have it. They never let them taste that lead.
I think that's what's most impressive for me is watching them is they know how to close out a game. And a lot of teams struggle with that. And Baylor, for whatever reason, no matter the circumstances, they always find a way to close out and finish the game.
Only one team since 2012. Now, you know how deep and how good the Big 12 is, right? And what do? You win your games at home, you protect your home court, and then you try to, you know, steal some games on the road. Since 2012, only Kansas has a better record on the road. Now, it's not, you know, Baylor's record is only a couple of games above 500 at 40-38. Kansas is 50-27. And that's also why they've won 314 consecutive Big 12 men's basketball titles. But Baylor's now 40-38, including last night. No other team, I would think, I don't know if there's anyone who's like 39-39. That means there's only two teams in the last 8 years, conference teams, who have a 500 or better record. Maybe there's somebody at 39-39. I don't know who it would be. That's protecting your home court, winning even if you just won half your conference games.
Mm-hmm.
As you mentioned yesterday, there were times by this time of the year you're trying to find out how in the heck can Baylor get the 7 or 8 conference wins. They're 11-0.
Yeah, to get to 7 or 8 in a certain year. Given their non-conference schedule, they're going to get in the tournament, especially if they won a game or two in the Big 12 tournament. But now, I mean, here they are, just staring down the barrel. And they've got the four most challenging games they have left are the two against West Virginia, the one against Kansas, and the one against Texas Tech. They're done with Texas. They're done with Oklahoma State. They're done with Kansas State now. So you have that down the stretch. And then they've got the other ones. So I think if you... You know, realistically, if you split those tough four ones and take care of businesses in most of the other ones you have left, you've got at least a share of the conference title because they've given themselves that cushion. Now, granted, Kansas still only has the one loss, and that's to Baylor. So West Virginia could do Baylor a favor before they come in and play them by beating Kansas on the road tomorrow night. I don't know if that's going to happen or not. Kansas is a different team now than when Baylor played them because they've got a lot of guys back and healthy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, you're right. And they're playing. They're starting to get. You can start seeing them in that run. That's why the next week it will be very intriguing with the game at West home against West Virginia, and then what is it, Paul, at Oklahoma,
mm-hmm.
and then back home against Kansas. It's one by one, little by little. Here's another stat about what Scott Drew at halftime and Baylor men's basketball at halftime. The last 3 years, including the 2017-18 season, Baylor, when they lead at halftime, is 48-4, including one of the four is a loss to Washington this year when they played in Anchorage and they had a lead and then they kind of they didn't finish very well, and perhaps they learned from that. That's because they've had a couple of other games in which they could have been it could have gotten a little bit out of hand. So they're 48-4 when leading at halftime the last three seasons, including their record of leading at halftime this year at 17-1. That means they've trailed four times mm-hmm. at halftime, and they've still won those games. And you're starting to see the numbers, 25-7 all time against the top five, playing as a top five team, 8-1, 8-0 this year as a number one ranked team in the country. Last time they were number one, they lost immediately to West Virginia. 23 games, the best 23 game start in program history. 21 straight wins, program high, second longest in the country behind San Diego State, 24 straight, and I think the second all-time longest in Big 12 history, KU at one time won 22 mm-hmm. consecutive games. All right, it's 4:50. Garrett Ross, David Smoke, Paul Catalina in studio. A couple of notes coming up, and we'll also hear, Paul, we're going to Mulkey or Kalani? Who do you?
Let's do Kalani. Mulkey's really long, and I haven't had a chance to break that down yet. We can save that for tomorrow, but let's do Kalani.
Kalani Brown, the All-Americans back in town, part of their national championship team. A couple of other notes as well. Marwin Gonzalez, a former Astro, and his thoughts about the sign-stealing scandal and Major League Baseball looking at expanding the playoffs, and I hope to God they don't. It's 4:51. This is ESPN Central Texas.
Baylor Big 12 Basketball Saturday with Pat and John here on the home of the Bears.
The Bears back in action Saturday in the Farrell Center hosting West Virginia. 2:30 for the countdown to tip-off. It's a 3 p.m. tip-off Saturday for the Bears and the Mountaineers.
Baylor Big 12 Basketball Saturday here on the home of the Bears, ESPN Central Texas.
At UBO Business Services, being the premier provider of office technology in Texas, we are often told by IT managers the same thing. Our employees are our most expensive assets. How do we use technology to make our assets more productive? Our answer is always the same. By partnering with UBO Business Services and our U-Manage rental contract, it allows you to change your equipment as your needs change. No more waiting till the end of the lease. Call Sean Hunt at UBO Business Services today, 254-772-1600 or www.ubo.com.
At Marksman, we know firearms. Whether you're looking for long-range shooting, tactical, or specialized gear, the only place to go is Marksman Firearms in Killeen, located at 2103 South W.S. Young Drive. Buy, sell, or trade. When it comes to guns, ammo, and accessories, nobody comes close. So head on over to Marksman Firearms in Killeen, open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. For more information, visit MarksmanFirearms.com.
You want reliable service with reasonable pricing? Then check out Waco Shuttle U, a new transportation service in town as a park and ride shuttle service. Waco Shuttle U offers two daily round-trip shuttle rides to Dallas Love Field and two daily round-trip shuttle rides to Bergstrom in Austin. They'll meet in the parking lot outside JCPenney's at Richland Mall. Experienced and courteous drivers, some active duty and retired police officers, who will take you to the lower level ground transportation and pick you up at the same location. They offer quick, reliable, hassle-free cost, efficient travel, charge $49 for a one-way trip. Waco Shuttle U, your back-and-forth travel solution to cut down the cost of airline parking and the stress of traveling. So reserve your airport shuttle to Love Field in Dallas or Bergstrom in Austin with Waco Shuttle U. Find them online at Waco Shuttle U with the letter U.com
That's Waco Shuttle U.
254-237-3302.
Southwest Sports Medicine and Orthopedics, the team physicians of Baylor Athletics. Our doctors specialize in the diagnosis and treatment of any and all sports-related injuries. Celebrating over a decade of service to Central Texas, our doctors are equipped to handle a wide range of issues, whether it's your foot or ankle, your hand or wrist, knee and shoulder pain, or you're in need of our arthritis and total joint clinic. Trust the doctors that Baylor trusts. Southwest Sports Medicine and Orthopedics. Our goal is to get you back in the game.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Craig Smoke with an ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. City Tire and Battery specializes in alignments, brakes, tune-up, suspension work, and oil changes. Check them out at 1502 South Valley Mills Drive in Waco. Kim Mulkey and the number 2 Lady Bears return to their home court tomorrow night for a meeting with TCU. And earlier today during their media session, Mulkey made it a point to compliment Scott Drew and the number 1 men's team.
When you see a men's team pulling for each other, those are the ones that end up going a long way in the playoffs. And that's why it's exciting to watch those guys play. And the fact that they're now playing man-to-man defense.
You can check out David Smoke's full one-on-one with head men's coach Scott Drew, plus the Lady Bears' entire media session over on SyntexSportsFan.com and via the Syntex Sports Fan app for both Apple and Android users. Tonight, the NBA Spurs are on the road against the Thunder beginning at 7. Rockets are at home against the Celtics. That tips at 8:30.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas.
Yeah, quick note in baseball, a couple of three of them. Taylor Youngman, who played at Texas, he was born in Temple. He went to Rogers High School. He then transferred to Georgetown High School, where he played his senior year. Rangers have signed him to a contract that's part of that staff where they'll just load up on a bunch of arms. And, of course, they're trying to strike lightning in the bottle with a couple of them, although they did appear. Paul, who was the trade they made with the Cleveland Indians?
Oh, Corey Kluber.
Corey Kluber. All right. Marwin Gonzalez became the first position player from the 2017 Astros team that was implicated in the sign-stealing scandal to show or express remorse. He's now with the Twins. He told reporters at spring training in Fort Myers, Paul's former stomping grounds, "I'm here to tell you I feel how I feel, and I'm remorseful for everything that happened in 2017. The players that were affected directly by doing this and similar things, he expressed regret to them as well. I wish we could take it back, do it a different way, but there's nothing we can do." He said, "Does it affect the legacy of the team?" He said, "Hard to say. It's hard to speculate. I still think that we had one of the best teams in the last decade, great talent." He also said, "It's hard to measure whether the Astros would have won the World Series without the stealing of signs. You just have to play ball. It's hard to know. You never know."
Now, I'm not saying that he's not a little bit contrite, but 2017 was the greatest offensive season of Marwin Gonzalez's career and allowed him to get a big contract with the Twins so his tears can be wiped away with $100 bills. So it's hard for me to kind of buy that. I hate to be that cynical, but it worked out for him.
By the way, Gonzalez, you're right, that was his best year. Focusing on the 2020 season, he said the Twins have a chance to be great. The 2020 team includes right-hander Kenta Maeda.
Yes.
Who happened to be a starting pitcher on the 2017 Dodgers, who Minnesota acquired in a trade, well, in fact, this week.
Yes.
Okay.
He was initially part of the Mookie Betts trade, and then that didn't go down, and then he just got traded pretty much straight up for the prospect.
Baseball, Wayne, major changes to the postseason. Garrett, I know we're against the top of the clock. They want to increase it from 10 to 14 teams. Okay, your leagues increase the playoff teams and water it down. Even high school does it. Okay, everyone does it now. But this is weird. The division winner with the second best record would select its wild card opponent from the three wild card winners not hosting a series. I'm going to have anxiety just reading this. The division winner with the worst record would then choose its opponent from the remaining two wildcard teams, and the final matchup would pit the wildcard winner with the best record against the wildcard team not yet chosen. You know what that's like? Have you ever been in a pickup basketball game when you were a kid or you wanted to play something and there's like 9 people and there's only 4-on-4 or whatever and you're the last one standing? Thank God I was never that person. Unless I was in a group where everyone was older than me. You ever been in that situation where you're the one left out? That sounds like you're picking team. Oh, by the way, Wilford, you're gone, right? You're not good enough.
Yes.
You got the glasses that are broken.
Yeah.
You know, you're sitting there.
I hate this idea. I think it's silly. I don't like when teams expand the playoffs beyond where they need to be. It's 10 teams now. I think that's plenty. There's not going to be years where there's 14 teams.
Yeah, and then Trevor Bauer, who's never had any kind of problem giving his opinion. No idea who made this playoff proposal, but Rob is responsible. He released it, so I'll direct it to you, Rob Manfred. Your proposal is absurd, for too many reasons to type on Twitter. Proves you have absolutely no clue about baseball. You're a joke. Is he playing?
Who, Trevor Bauer? Yeah, he plays for the Indians.
Okay. All right. He better not sneeze in a game, but he'd be suspended.
But like... Rob Manfred is not having a good run, because I think he really did botch a lot of this sign-stealing thing, in that, you know, we're not going to do anything to the players involved. Okay, well, why not? And two, then saying, well, we have no evidence that the front office was involved above Jeff Luhnow, when there's now been tons of evidence put out there that the front office knew about it. So now you look like you just were trying to keep it minimalized.
Yeah. All right. 5 o'clock when we come back, we'll have Kalani Brown, former Baylor All-American, who's in town. Also, we'll hear from John McClain from the Houston Chronicle. He was at the game Saturday, Baylor and Oklahoma State. This is ESPN Central Texas.
Need to get away from it all? Do it in a new 2019 Jeep Wrangler Sport from Allen Samuels. With $4,535 in Allen Samuels discounts and $2,000 in Southwest bonus cash, Wrangler is just $31,990. Military gets an additional $500 discount. Wrangler has tons of options, including 3-piece hardtop and 7-inch radio group. And check out our incredible lease offer on new 2020 Gladiators, the President's Day event at Allen Samuels.
This may be a tough choice. Will it be Jeep or Journey? Allen Samuels has them for only $16,990 during the big President's Day event. The all-new 2019 Jeep Renegade Latitude, America's hottest subcompact SUV, just $16,990. Or pick a new 2019 Dodge Journey midsize crossover with third-row seating, also just $16,990. Hey, flip a coin. Come by and save now at Waco's most trusted dealer, Allen Samuels.
Ask for details. Recently on You Make the Call.
I have a light right now in my...
What's left of your Tahoe?
In my dinosauric... Is that a word? Can I use that?
Sure,
dinosauric
I'm gonna let
you use it. Tahoe that has
not only check engine,
it has low coolant, it has what's the oil pressure, all of it's going off at once, and you know what? God bless it, it keeps moving.
I'm surprised you don't have a crank on the front.
I might need one day.
This is You Make the Call on ESPN Central Texas.
You can have the most beautiful backyard with gorgeous landscaping, perhaps a hot tub or pool and a deck, but that view can be ruined without a fence from Pinnacle Fence and Supply. Pinnacle Fence can customize what you need. Privacy fencing, chain link, ornamental iron, and even fence repairs on what you already own, or temporary fencing for commercial or residential needs. Pinnacle Fence provides various lengths of warranty on gates or fencing, especially during the wonderful but sometimes odd weather in Central Texas. Let us complete your backyard haven. Pinnacle Fence, 133 North 1st Street in Hewitt, or at PinFence.com.
Since studies show more and more people use their mobile devices to conduct banking business, Community Bank and Trust is keeping pace with the latest technology. Both commercial and personal customers can make mobile deposits. With our responsive mobile app, you can complete any banking task right from your phone. With Community Bank and Trust, enjoy state-of-the-art banking. Anywhere, anytime, on any device. Member FDIC.
In the market for a quality metal building? Since 1943, Pioneer Steel and Pipe has helped Central Texas residential and commercial customers with metal building design, panel options, building components, and trim options. Pioneer Steel and Pipe's residential line is energy efficient, offers low maintenance, reduces insurance payments, is impact resistant, and carries up to a 45-year limited warranty. In addition, they can also help you find a metal building contractor for your project. Pioneer Steel and Pipe, with locations in Waco and Bryan, and at pioneersboys.com.
Okay, Valentine's Day is here again, and guys, you're not ready, right? At Morrison's Gifts, they have your solution. They feature quality local Texas and American-made products, like John Hart design handcrafted leather bags and accessories, grandmother's buttons, antique button jewelry, jelly cat plush animals made to order, and pre-made gift baskets. They also have six lines of candles and the world's softest socks. She'll love you for them, and so much more, you can't go wrong. Morrison's Gifts, since 1979, at 4308 West Waco Drive, next to Jason's Deli in the Brazos Play Center.
Baylor football fans, now is the time to order your reserve parking and tailgate spaces for the 2020 Baylor football season. Brazos Parking, locally owned and operated, is located at 1400 Martin Luther King Boulevard across from McLean Stadium and is home for the best tailgating in Waco. Go to BrazosParking.com to learn about all the great amenities, including friendly customer service, site map, and easy reservation system. Remember, BrazosParking.com, that's B-R-A-Z-O-S Parking.com, to reserve your game day destination.
KRZI Waco, K256BW Waco, ESPN Central Texas. Welcome back to You Make the Call. This Lady Bears basketball segment is brought to you by Richard Carr Buick GMC Cadillac.
All right, this 5 o'clock hour, John McClain will join us at sometime around 5:30. We've heard from Scott Drew today, Mac Rhodes today, and also Pat Nunley today, much of it about Baylor, of course, men's basketball, number one ranked team in the country. The softball team was supposed to start today with our game broadcast with Glenn Moore, but that game has been pushed back because of the weather until Thursday. I can't imagine anything worse than playing in the weather like this and having a ball hit off the handle. I don't care what the bats are like now, especially now, even now, right? Because right, they're all metal, aluminum, whatever it might be. Hey, the Texas Sports Writers Association, we don't do a lot of work as far as on the show during the 3 hours of mentioning everything All-State. There's an AP All-State team that does not include the playoffs. I am a voting member and help set the ballot with Robert Cessna and dozens and dozens and dozens of others around the state, the Texas Sports Writers Association All-State team. They released their 2A team today, 3A tomorrow, and all the way through up until 6A sometime this weekend. I'll give you first-team players from our backyard, all right? First-team offense tackle, Chris Bledsoe from Mart. First-team running back, Rodrell Freeman from Mart. First-team defense, Aiden Lane, defensive lineman from Mart. Hunter Wilganowski, who we saw in that playoff game from Bremond. Also, linebackers, first team, Cooper, nobody. Wow, I thought that Mark, the Rodrell Freeman on defense, but again, there's dozens and dozens and dozens of players who also had fantastic years. Defensive back, Kyler Martin from Mark, he's on the team as well. And coach of the year was a tie between Refurio's Jason Herring and Kevin Hoffman from Mart. Of course, Refurio and Mart met this year during non-district. Great game. And then Refurio and Mart both won the state championship. I put that up on my Twitter feed, TSWA Class 2A All-State Football Team. That's just the first team. There's many other names from Central Texas involved. All right, so Paul Catalina, the women play TCU tomorrow at home at the Farrell Center. But Kalani Brown, the All-American, was back in town.
Just got traded from the L.A. Sparks to the Atlanta Dream. She's pretty happy about that. Her parents just moved to Atlanta, so that's going to be a nice adjustment for her. And so we got to talk to Kalani today right after the Lady Bears pregame press conference.
Kalani, well, is this a new chapter in your basketball career? You're going from L.A. to Atlanta now, and what opportunities does this bring now?
It is. It's a new journey. I think that I'm really excited about the move, first and foremost. I think that Atlanta's a great fit for me. I'm back at home with all my family. And I think that Atlanta really has had a true five before, so I think that they can really work with me and I can get better at my craft and at my game. When I talk to them, they seem really interested in, you know, me shooting the mid-range and possibly the trail three. So, you know, she would never let me shoot it. But anyway, so, yeah, but they really were ready to pour into me. So, yeah, it's a positive start. It's a great start.
What's it like watching this Lady Bears team have success, you know, when you all won the national championship last year and obviously, you know, you're a legacy player in this program?
I'm kind of like a proud parent, you know. Them doing some of the things that, you know, I used to yell at them in practice about, you know, it just shows their growth as a team. And, you know, this team is special still and still dangerous. I have no doubt that we can get to another Final Four. I've applied the pressure that we need this Final Four because it's in New Orleans. It's in my city. So if you're not going to do it for me, you know. So I've already relayed that to the girls, and they know the seriousness of that. But yeah, we are so much more dangerous. We have so much more in our arsenal. We didn't have the 3-point shot last year. So I'm thinking, you know, Juicy goes out there and hits that record, and I'm just like, wow. You know, like, imagine if we would have had that in the national championship. We probably would have won by more than 1 point. You know, it would have probably would have been less, a little less stressful. Now, we still go inside out, but I think that having that 3-point shot is, that perimeter is so much more dangerous when you have both.
Kalani, I think that so many people don't understand the impact of having 2 and 3 defenders collapse on you, and that's what they're doing now to Lauren, which makes it much harder for her. Any advice you could give to her as far as how to get through that?
Pray.
And she's a great passer. She sees the floor well.
Well, that's the first thing I thought. I was like, if there's 3 of them on me, somebody's open. And, you know, Didi, through the tournament, Didi really shined with that cutting to the basket and getting those points. So I just think as long as they keep moving the ball and she sees that cutter and now we have that backside shooter that can hit that shot, you know. So they can't, not too many teams can really double team like that because, you know, you have to give up that 3 or that cutter. You know, Didi's always in the lane. She has a nose for the ball. So that's why I say we're more dangerous.
Couple more. Did you expect to get traded? Did they talk to you about that in the offseason or like when the season ended, or did you kind of come out of the blue?
It was kind of out of the blue. The day before, I got a call from my agent saying that that LA wanted to trade me. And then soon after, I got a call from the GM and the coaches, and they were just thanking me for everything that I've done. But my coach put me, he said family's important, so I wanted to put you somewhere where you were comfortable, somewhere where you could get better. So, you know, I can't thank LA enough for that because not many coaches are that generous, or GMs aren't that generous. So just for them to put me in a spot where I could truly, like, get better is, I can't thank them enough for that.
Kalani, was that first year? Was that just a learning experience for you? What did you get out of that rookie season?
I had so many vets around me, from Candace Parker, Elena Beer, she just retired. I didn't know she was from Shreveport, but she is. So I had so many vets around me, and just learning how the game is played, and I feel like I was a freshman again. You know, this game is a lot quicker than the college game was. So now I'm like, okay, now I got to adjust to this. But they were there every step of the way whenever I had road questions. What do we do on the road? Because it's quite different, you know. Charter flights, we don't have that, you know, different things, different changes. I think I'm really spoiled, but, you know, they helped me through that, and they were just great vets all around.
All right, that's Kalani Brown. She seemed to be very happy, very happy. As Paul just mentioned, she was just traded to Atlanta from L.A., and so that was her at the press conference. It was Women's Basketball Media Session Day. The women tomorrow will play against TCU. Now, if you look at the women's basketball standings, there we go. Baylor is 10-0, TCU 8-2, Texas next in line at 7-3. They, of course, won in Austin recently. Is that right? Yeah.
Yeah.
And so TCU now 8-2, Baylor and TCU tomorrow night. That game here on ESPN Central Texas. 5:12. Is the time. Paul, do you think that, well, no, we'll come back with this. Cowboys discussion. Paul thinks it's an absolute fake story, fake news. And on the Cowboys and their quarterback next season. We'll do that. 5:13. This is ESPN Central Texas.
We're celebrating President's Day at Allen Samuels, and celebrations and fun go hand in hand. It's the perfect time to have fun in a Fiat. And nothing is more fun than a new 2019 Fiat 124 Spider. The two-seater convertible classic Roadster is back, and we're dropping the top and dropping the price. Now just $22,990. Imagine you, a convertible, and the open road. So come on, let's do Italian. The President's Day event at Allen Samuels. Come by, let's be friends.
Ask for details.
Need to get away from it all? Do it in a new 2019 Jeep Wrangler Sport from Allen Samuels. With $4,535 in Allen Samuels discounts and $2,000 in Southwest bonus cash, Wrangler is just $31,990. Military gets an additional $500 discount. Wrangler has tons of options, including three-piece hardtop and 7-inch radio group. And check out our incredible lease offer on new 2020 Gladiators. The President's Day event at Allen Samuels.
What are you supposed to do when you pull up behind a truck that doesn't even have a hitch? I mean, it's like looking at plumber's crack. Do you cover your kids' eyes, look away, and switch radio stations? Hi, Jay here from Pickup Outfitters, asking for your help to end this embarrassing form of truck nudity. If you have a truck, at some point, you need to pull something. It could be a trailer to haul stuff off to the dump, maybe a jet ski, a boat, an RV, a horse trailer, even just a bike rack. The point is, put a hitch on your truck's backside. And at Pickup Outfitters, we actually install more hitches than anything else. Whether it's a receiver hitch, a gooseneck, or a fifth wheel, we'll cover your aspirations to not drive a nude truck. And all hitches are covered by the Pickup Outfitters Lifetime Installation Guarantee. So cover your rear end with a new hitch from Pickup Outfitters on Lake Erie Drive in Waco, where we're fighting to end truck nudity in Central Texas. Check them out on our website at createacommotion.com/hitches.
Nancy Pelosi and the Socialist Democrats want more control of our lives. Left unchecked, they'll take away our gun rights, confiscate more of your paycheck, and their immigration policy will simply be let anyone in and give everyone welfare. Pete Sessions is determined to stop them. A Waco native and faithful Christian, Pete Sessions is a pro-life conservative who once represented much of our congressional district. In Congress, Pete defended our gun rights, protected our religious liberty, and stood with President Trump to build the border wall. And when Obama was president, Pete Sessions led the national Republican campaign that defeated Pelosi as Speaker. And he'll do that again, too. Republican Pete Sessions, a true conservative who will fight for us.
I'm Pete Sessions, and I'll fight for our future, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Pete Sessions for Congress.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Craig Smoke with an ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. Cut down on the cost of airline parking and the stress of traveling by reserving a shuttle to Love Field or Bergstrom by contacting WacoShuttleU.com. Kim Mulkey and the number 2 Lady Bears return to their home court tomorrow night for a meeting with TCU, but earlier today during their media session, Mulkey made it a point to compliment Scott Drew and the number 1 men's team.
When you see a men's team pulling for each other, those are the ones that end up going a long way in the playoffs. And that's why it's exciting to watch those guys play. And the fact that they're now playing man-to-man defense.
You can check out David Smoke's full one-on-one with head men's coach Scott Drew, plus the Lady Bears' entire media session over on SyntexSportsFan.com and via the Syntex Sports Fan app for both Apple and Android users. Tonight in the NBA, Spurs are on the road against the Thunder beginning at 7. Rockets are at home against the Celtics. That tips at 8:30. Mavericks have the night off.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas.
Is the time. This is ESPN Central Texas, AM 1660, 92.3 FM, 100.9 FM in the Temple and Belton area, and also online, Centex Sports Fan on the app, on now Android, iPhone, everything else in between, even if you want to pick up an analog line, right, Paul? You can find us if you have that ability.
Oh, yeah.
There's a legacy, a kid named Steve Stutzman. I bring this up because he reached out to me today. He's asked me some questions on Twitter. I think he now lives in Florida, but he's got a son who's a linebacker, Danny, 6'3", 215 pounds, a 4.0 GPA, 1170 on his SAT. He's at Foundation Academy, Paul, in Winter Garden, Florida. He's a class of 2021 player, benches 280, 40 time is 4.68, but he's a linebacker. He has offers from Oklahoma State, West Virginia, Virginia, Maryland, Vanderbilt, North Carolina State, Pittsburgh, Nebraska, Minnesota, Virginia Tech. And I asked him, I said, Steve, you played tight end at Baylor. He was on those great Dangerfield teams in the early to mid-80s. I mean, he was a bad man. He had Floyd Casey one time, took over the game in a win against Cuero. He played at Baylor. He's a legacy, right?
Mm-hmm.
I asked him, I said, does Baylor know about him? And he said, well, the coaching change kind of slowed that down. So Steve Stutzman's son, did you hear the offers I mentioned? Those are all good. 6'3", 215 pounds. He's got the grades. That didn't surprise me. I'll never forget when I was covering those 83, 84, 85, 86, those Dangerfield teams, and Stutzman was on the better ones, and all of them were good. I went out to do an interview with him on National Signing Day, and I promise you, without trying to be negative, I was in the woods. Like, I'm talking about...
Like the actual woods?
Little areas where I'm it was a... Like, I did not... If there was no GPS back then. And I remember Coach Alexander giving me the directions. And I mean, you're talking about an old house, a shack. Half the thing was like leaning over. Ended up playing, got a scholarship. Think about that success story. And now a businessman in Florida. And his son looks like he's going to be a Division I football player, not for this year, but the class of 2021. So that's a Baylor legacy for a lot of you Baylor fans. Taysom Hill, Paul, do you think he could be a starting quarterback somewhere?
We've never seen him really play quarterback all that long. So I it's kind of weird for me to think that. You know, maybe. I mean, he's very athletic, and he could be a star in the league if, you know, with his athletic ability, if he molds into a quarterback. If I were him, I wouldn't want to leave Sean Payton in that regard, because I think Sean Payton has the best plan for him. But you got to do what you got to do. If Drew Brees comes back for another year and you don't want to wait, you know, I get it. Go get your money. Now, he's a restricted free agent, meaning that he can't leave anywhere, you know, without the Saints getting compensation. But if somebody offers him a big enough contract, then maybe he does. I don't know who the coach is out there with an open spot that wants what's going to be at least project is probably not fair enough, but it's going to be some kind of shaken up with Taysom Hill, who's not played a lot of quarterback, only a little bit.
Sean Payton has talked very highly of him. Of course, it's one of his players. And I think if you say Taysom Hill, and you're a Texas fan, the year that they played Brigham Young, and I think it was up, it might have been up in Provo. You almost like yeah.
Wasn't he also the one that beat OU?
Might have been,
because they beat OU. I think they played him in Dallas at Jerry World.
Oh, and that like,
and Brad Nessler had the line of the lines after BYU beat him, and he said Taysom Hill says, "Oh my gosh," or whatever they're allowed to say in Provo.
Here it is, 2013. And this is from this is one of the UT websites. Taysom Hill runs all over Texas. Robo Mormon quarterback feasted on soft, unprepared Longhorn defenders. He ran for 259 yards and 3 touchdowns and averaged 15.2 yards per carry. And this is from somebody off the coaching search, and this is in direction to the Texas staff. I cannot begin to imagine the disbelief and comments in the staff meeting this morning after watching this play. And it was Taysom Hill and Brigham Young. I'm going to Google his name, Taysom Hill versus Oklahoma. Because I do remember Brigham Young beating them. It was a real kind of a defensive effort.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if it was Taysom Hill or if it was the other quarter. There's another quarter BYU quarterback who I believe is still in the league. Or floating around.
Yeah, not sure who that was, but that Taysom Hill in that game with Texas, I just sat there kind of stunned. That game kind of like came back in what happened 2 years ago when they played Maryland, mm-hmm. when Maryland ran the ball all over the place. And in fact, it was stunning that they won a couple of different times. All right, 522, John McClain in a minute. We mentioned Taysom Hill. This is... Michael Kidd Gilchrist. Paul, is that a kid from Kentucky? Young man from Kentucky?
Yes. He was on that team that with Anthony Davis that drilled Baylor. Remember we saw him in Atlanta?
they had all their players.
Wish Ashley Judd and 60,000 of her friends there in the Georgia Dome.
He's now part of the Mavericks. Now, we've mentioned that. We got that. We mentioned Mark Eber. Oh, we have that audio. Do you have the audio with Bob Bowlsby? Because that's something we did ask Mac Rhodes, and as he said, his schedule today as what it was, he didn't have a chance to really have any kind of information at his hands based on, you know.
It's not – I saw some of the Mark Emmert interaction. I haven't had the time to go back and watch all of it. What I saw, though, it was not his favorite day.
Okay. Well, here's Bob Bowlsby, Big 12 commissioner, with in front of the Senate.
And this is talking about ESPN
about
Plus.
ESPN Plus. Remember Jimmy called in yesterday about ESPN Plus? Here's Bob Bowlsby.
Tomorrow, I have chairman requested that we stay strictly on message because I have Commissioner Bowlsby here and I wanted to ask him a question. And Dr. Girard will probably know exactly what I'm talking about. You recently signed a Big 12 deal to stream on ESPN Plus. Rural state, West Virginia. We're playing Kansas tomorrow. I have my Mountaineer colors on. And you can only view the game in West Virginia if you pay the $4.99 monthly streaming fee and if you have connectivity. And it's been a source of very deep concern to West Virginia. So I want to give you a chance to respond to what a rural state. We have no pro states. These teams are our pro teams. And we want to see that WVU victory on our TVs on Wednesday. And then we play Baylor again, number one team in the country, same thing. So could you respond to that, please?
I'd be happy to. And, Senator, I've had the opportunity, not surprisingly, to respond to this question previously. We took a leap of faith with a new technology. We believe that streaming and the ESPN platform is best in class, and so it's a voyage of exploration. There isn't any doubt about that. We live in states, the five of them, that have 35 million people, and as such, we really don't have the option of a linear network as some of the other conferences have done. And so the digital process is the best we have available to us, and frankly, it's quite good. We're up to 8 million subscribers. We're part of a package with Disney Plus that now has almost 30 million subscribers, and we think it's in an environment where the cable universe is shrinking about 1.5% to 2.5% a year, that we're going to end up with a lot fewer cable households down the road than we have today, and the digital platforms are the future. And so I was involved in the rollout of the Big Ten network, and I was involved in the rollout of the Pac-12 network, and I have to say the number of complaints we've had have been much less than those two rollouts, but the objection you raise is exactly the right one.
All right, that's Bob Bowlsby. Sounds like he had a lot of the answers for her.
Mm-hmm.
And some of that makes sense. Now, again, I've said this at least, and I might have to change my mind, and I know there are some games that will be on ESPN Plus that, for me, I'm going to have to watch them, or I'm going to be at the game anyway, but I'm upset my viewing habits have changed. I want to watch, obviously, a team that I cover, or maybe just a couple of other teams that are really good. But I'm not going to go pay, even if it's $4.99, it's not the money. It's absolutely not the money. It's like I'm already paying enough money for cable and my internet and whatever else. And so maybe it's like what is pay-per-view for a UFC fight or a boxing match or something like that. In the last 10 years, I think I've maybe paid for pay-per-view possibly twice. There used to be $29.95, and then they were $39.95, and then what were they, $49.95, then $69, and then now they're nearly $100. And I don't know if many of these fights that actually ever last one very long or even ever meet the expectation. So $4.99 a month, $4.99 a month, that's nothing. Every once in a while, I'll get one of those texts that tells me what's been debited from my card, and it's like my Amazon, or if it's, what are the other, those little things, Apple, my cloud, whatever. It's okay. It's about the same, right? Maybe even a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not paying for ESPN Plus until I just absolutely feel like I have to.
Well, and this game and then the Baylor-West Virginia game are designed specifically, and I'm sure it's like this all across the country with some of the stuff that's going to be on ESPN Plus in the coming weeks. This is the number two team in the Big 12, the number three team in the Big 12, and then the number one team in the Big 12, and the number three team in the Big 12. playing each other on games that are on ESPN Plus. Now, before, the games that they would put on the, you know, third tier streaming platform things were the ones who were lower. So just based on this year, it would be Kansas State versus Oklahoma State would be, if you really want to watch that game, those two teams at the bottom of the league, you know, you're on ESPN Plus. But because Disney is trying to get you out and grab subscribers, just like they're doing with Disney Plus, Disney Plus, you know, the only place you can watch the Star Wars series, The Mandalorian, is there. And all the Marvel things and all the things, you're going to go out and get it. They've created some incentive. So on the sports platforms, they're going to do the same thing. So the only place you can watch one of the best games in the country on Wednesday night, and one of the best games in the country, if not the best on Saturday, is on ESPN Plus. So they're hoping and they're banking on some people that are going to spend that $5 a month and go, okay, fine, I'm going to bite the bullet because I got to watch this game today. And what the senator was bringing up was, West Virginia is a very rural state. There's a lot of people who cannot get internet out where they are.
Don't you have to have the internet to get ESPN Plus?
Yep.
Okay. All right. So also, here's a text line, and then we'll go to the break. John McClain next. This is from 254. By the way, you mentioned Taysom Hill in 2013 in Provo, and he ran all over Texas. He did the same thing. This is from Joe in Belton. In 2014 in Austin, believe me, I was at the game. Joe, thanks for your feedback. Hall of Fame writer John McClain, Houston Chronicle, is next on ESPN Central Texas.
This is the Baylor Sports Beat, a daily look inside Baylor athletics. Now here's the voice of the Bears, John Morris.
Hi, everybody. It's time for a check of Baylor athletics on today's Baylor Sports Beat. Coming up, Baylor basketball, number one in the nation for a fourth consecutive week, wins their 21st consecutive game. Details of the win in Austin coming up on today's Baylor Sports Beat.
Texas Farm Bureau members, as a special benefit of your membership, you can receive free tickets to Baylor baseball games by submitting your name and member ID online at BaylorBears.com/TFB tickets. Submissions will be accepted between noon and 9 p.m. Central Standard Time on the Monday of that week's home baseball game. For more information, visit the Texas Farm Bureau Insurance Ticket Office at McLean Stadium. Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, proud sponsor of Baylor Athletics.
To win in sports, you must focus on your strategy as the game changes. The same is true of investments. This is Troy Hine, your Edward Jones financial advisor, and I can help. Call me at 776-2223 or email me at troy.hine@edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
At Allen Samuels, we say that if George Washington were alive today, he'd haul away that cherry tree he chopped down in a new Ram. More towing, incredible style, and back-to-back Motor Trend Truck of the Year. And Honest Abe, why he wouldn't wait 4 score and 7 years for a new Jeep Gladiator. It's 100% truck and 100% SUV. Get big savings during the Allen Samuels President's Day event. No executive orders needed because Allen Samuels is your friend in the car business.
Now, back to today's Baylor Sports Beat with the Texas Coach Sportscaster of the Year, John Morris.
And back on today's Baylor Sports Beat, Baylor basketball number one in the nation for the fourth consecutive week in Austin last night to play the Longhorns for the second time this season. Baylor held Texas to 44 points in the win in Waco to open conference play January 4th. Texas had 16 points at halftime last night, on their way to 45 in another elite defensive effort by the Bears. Baylor winning over Texas 52-45. After the game, Baylor head coach Scott Drew.
Absolutely, and you know wins on the road are hard to get, and you're going to have to grind, and our defense was tremendous, really, really carried us tonight, and I thought Texas's defense and their ability on the glass was really impressive. We struggled keeping Jericho off the glass. We struggled with second chance points, but to hold them to 16 points first half, 29 second is phenomenal. And again, it's really hard when you play on Saturday and then you play on Monday, because normally everyone knows about physical fatigue that affects shooting, but the mental fatigue too. I mean, after a game, it's really hard for anybody to sleep, and usually the next night you get a decent sleep, and the next day you're back.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. Scott Drew following last night's 52-45 win by the Bears over the Longhorns in Austin. Macy Oteague with 11 points and 8 rebounds in the game. Devontae Bandu with 10 points, 9 points and 5 rebounds by Jared Butler, 8 points and 8 rebounds for Mark Vidal in the win. Baylor now 22-1 on the season. They're 11-0 in Big 12 conference play, home hosting West Virginia Saturday at 3 in the Farrell Center. And that's today's Baylor Sports Beat. More tomorrow. I'm John Morris.
Welcome back to You Make the Call. It's time for our weekly segment with John McLean of the Houston Chronicle.
Welcome back in ESPN Central Texas. Paul Catalina, David Smoke, Garrett Ross here on your Tuesday. And, of course, John McLean, the Houston Chronicle, joins us now. And, John, before we get into anything NFL or anything like that, did you catch any of the XFL last week? What did you think of it?
Well, before we get into anything like that, I've been meaning to ask you guys, has anybody called you about the new tailgating policy?
Oh, yes. We had many, many discussions on that. John.
I was up there. We were at George's having lunch with a bunch of my friends before the game Saturday. And they said David had blown a gasket and put a moratorium on the tailgate calls. And I texted David, said, first thing I'm going to do is talk about the tailgating.
Yeah.
And he said, everybody's lost their minds. And so, of course, I know you've been bombarded. I've been, man, people email me, want to know what I think about it. And anyway, the XFL here, the Houston Roughnecks, they drew about 17,000 and change to the University of Houston Stadium, which seats about 42. So it was a good crowd. I taped it because I was up there. As I tell people, I couldn't be there because I was watching the number one basketball team in the country. But I went back and watched it because June Jones, the head coach, is a good friend of mine. And they have a quarterback, P.J. Walker. And I'll give you guys a little preview. I'm writing a column for Friday about how he ended up at Houston, through 4 touchdown passes, and he was on the practice squad of the Colts 2 years, and Oliver Luck, the president, told the contract negotiator, give me that Indianapolis quarterback, and they didn't get Andrew Luck, they got P.J. Walker. So I'm writing about that for Friday, and people were fired up and had a good time. At the game at the Washington Defenders, some guy, I can't remember, scored the first touchdown. They're playing in a 20,000-seat soccer stadium, which is smart. Fans started chanting, MVP, MVP. So in Washington, they're fired up about him because they're not the Redskins. Here, people love June Jones because he's not Bill O'Brien. So I'm happy for him. I'm happy for Oliver Luck. I've known him since 82, June Jones since 85. And even though I'm not covering him, I'm going to write columns. I wrote one last week. Now I'm going to write another one about how this quarterback, P.J. Walker, ended up in Houston because of Andrew Luck.
John McLean, Houston Chronicle, Hall of Fame writer with us on ESPN Central Texas. You saw the game Saturday in person, Baylor and Oklahoma State. You also saw them grind it out in Austin when they got close, and then Baylor blew their doors off in a 13-0 run. We had Pat Nunley on. We've had Scott Drew today on our show. You want to hear from you. You got to see in person what makes you and what you like most about the Baylor basketball team.
Well, first of all, if Scott's not Coach of the Year nationally, there ought to be some kind of investigation. I'm also amazed at how great Pat Nunley is. I remember Pat when he played, and I think he does a tremendous job on the radio. And he and his buddy Alan Holt, they're hard to distinguish. And the thing about being a number one team, you like to blow out teams every once in a while. You'd like to make free throws. But it's almost like they want them to be close and exciting, and I can't imagine what it's like for Scott Drew and his staff. Their hearts are in their throat. Like the fans, scared to death. Saturday was one of the worst free throw shooting exhibitions I've ever seen by a team that is a lot better, especially playing all those guards. But they won. You should never complain about winning. You beat the Longhorns, especially in Austin. You never complain. Of course, you'd love to beat them 20 or 30, but limiting them to the fewest points they've had at home since 1983, that is an amazing accomplishment. And that's what gets me about this team, is how hard they play and how good at defense they play. and they're capable of beating anybody. I'll be back for the Kansas game and the Texas Tech game, and I wish I could come for West Virginia, but I think I'm at the Combine. Where Baylor's having six players at the Combine this year, mm-hmm. and so I love it, and it's almost like we can't ever forget the women, but they've been so good for so long, it's almost like you take Kim Mulkey and her team for granted that they're going to be a contender for the national championship, and I have friends now putting the cart before the horse trying to figure out how they can get from Atlanta to New Orleans and see the men and the women play in the Final Four.
Yeah, that's you know, I mean, they're really good. It'd be disappointing, I guess, if they're not. But, they're, you know, we've seen now with South Carolina, the only team that beat them, even though Lauren Cox didn't play, they just hammered UConn. I mean, it's
I know that I'm preaching to the choir, and you guys may not want me to say this because I've said it before. But as someone who started sneaking into Baylor games in 1960 when I was 9 years old and going to basketball games at Arena Mars and then the Coliseum and then Arena Mars when the roof blew off the Coliseum with a hurricane. I watched that crowd Saturday, and I just don't understand. It was 70-something hundred. Why in an area with more than – with what's Waco now with all the suburbs? 130,000, 40,000.
Probably.
I saw a lot of people from Houston and Dallas, and I'm thinking, why does Waco not support it? I couldn't wait to go see Baylor when I was a kid and a teenager, and I don't know – if it's the students or what, but both of those teams deserve to have crowds that while they're enthusiastic, I just don't understand why more people will not go see the number one and number two teams in the country.
The last two home games have been, I know it's not quite filled up, but I got a feeling these next two Saturdays with West Virginia and Kansas might match what we saw.
It's hard to get a Kansas ticket. Yeah. I've called everybody I know, tried to buy them and everything else, but I'm coming because there's no way I'm going to miss that because, man, wouldn't you love to see them sweep Kansas? You know, what are the odds of that? And West Virginia, anytime you can beat Huggins, I'm all for it. I love to see that guy get beat more than anybody besides Bill Self and whoever's coaching the Longhorns.
Oh, I love Huggy Bear. He's very entertaining. There's nobody, John, I'll tell you this, there's no coach that is more animated during the game and less animated in a press conference than Bob Huggins.
No, you're right.
Bob Huggins, after he could throw a chair, he could beat up a player. I mean, he could do anything. In the post-game press conference, he'd be like, well, you know, Baylor played well. We thought we played well. And
He's got it down to an art form because he's been doing it for so long. And he's a heck of a coach. And that's going to be hard to beat them, whether it's in Waco or Morgantown. But it's an unbelievable season. I don't want Baylor to go into the tournament on a 28-game winning streak because of the pressure. At some point, I think they need to lose so they take that pressure off, quit hearing about the winning streak.
Yeah, that's the case. So how many of your friends did discuss the tailgating situation?
You just an addict, aren't you, Trump?
What tailgating situation?
There you go. See, that's it.
Of course, that's all anybody talked about. There were six or seven of us at George's, and five of them lived there. And I noticed today the Trib had a story. Tommy Witherspoon, Jim Reeves, who I went to Richfield with at Baylor. Jim's a good friend of mine. And he has a tailgate, the Bears Den, which has been in a perfect spot, and everybody's happy as can be. And when Baylor's bad and I'd come up there and tailgate with them, I almost said, well, let's go back to Houston. We've had all the fun we're going to have. But, of course, we would stay and watch them get beat. And so I understand why you're doing it. It's just like increasing ticket prices. The athletic department loses money. You got to look for every revenue stream you can. But people will adjust to it. They always do.
John, what's been the reaction in Houston to A.J. Hinch's interview?
It was very orchestrated. It was brilliant, stroke of brilliance, Paul, because obviously he had an expert, told him what to say, coached him up. And the one thing that made everybody mad, he was directly asked by Tom Verducci about the buzzer, using the buzzer to signal pitches. And instead of saying, we did not do it, he said Major League Baseball investigated it thoroughly, and they said. So everybody's using that. A.J. Hinch gave a parting shot to Jim Crane, the owner, for firing him. Take this. I'll create a controversy by not addressing it directly. Right now, the story's coming out all the time with anonymous quotes from people about all these things. the Astros did. Pitchers and catchers reported. Every media outlet from Houston's there, coming from all over the country. You couldn't interview them today. You can tomorrow. I can't wait to see how they handle it.
John, thank you. Appreciate your time.
Thank
John
you,
McClain.
Guys. Thank them.
Houston Chronicle with us on Tuesdays, most every Tuesday about 5:30 or so. Women tomorrow at home against TCU. The men play Saturday at home against West Virginia. We come back with Days on Earth, and this is ESPN Central Texas.
Make America shine again with the new Ram, Jeep, or Dodge from Cameron Autoplex in Cameron, Texas. The President's Day sales event is going on now. Only during the month of February can you get President's Day event pricing, like 20% off MSRP and around 1,500 SLT Warlock Edition, the super cool truck, or 5,000 off the all-new Jeep Gladiator Sport, a pickup with no equal. Honor the presence and yourself by checking out the great selection at Cameron Autoplex, where it's always cheaper in Cameron.
Okay, so what's the most important part about your house? Nope, it's not that bar or the theater room with that sound system. Think about it. The most important thing is your roof. It has to withstand all that Mother Nature can throw your way, so it makes sense to have the best. McAdams & Sons Roofing is your first choice when it comes to protecting that valuable asset. Experienced professionals using only the best materials. So for new construction, re-roofs, repairs, or remodels, for composition and metal roofs, think McAdams & Sons Roofing first. And now McAdams & Sons Roofing is installing seamless gutters to give your home a bright new look and added value. McAdams & Sons Roofing will come out and take a look at your roof and handle all the insurance process for you. Don't let any fly-by-night company look at your roof. Let a real professional you trust do the work. Put McAdams & Sons over 40 years experience to work for you. Check it out at McAdamsRoofing.com. That's McAdamsRoofing.com. Or give them a call today at 254-799-2949. Because you don't want a kid with your house's lid.
Why not make it quick and easy to feed the entire family? Just stop by Bush's Chicken for Tender Tuesday. You get 16 tenders, a family gravy, and four rolls for just $11.99. Bush's Chicken, simply the best.
Hi, I just wanted to take a moment to thank all of my amazing clients, referrals, friends, family, and everyone that helps me out on a daily basis for reaching a huge goal in 2019. Thank y'all so much for helping me become the number one individual agent at Coldwell Banker Apex. That is out of like 600 agents, 16 different companies, like a dream come true. This is a 5-year goal of mine, and y'all, definitely y'all, all made it happen in 4 years. I'm so excited. I could just pinch myself. It is such a huge dream come true and a huge goal accomplished.
It's time to buy or sell your home with the best. Contact Amanda Cunningham from Coldwell Banker Apex Realtors today. 254-495-0338. Put Amanda Cunningham to work for you today.
Hey, it's Matt Mosley Show, brought to you by Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics, your Central Texas Chevy truck headquarters. Business online at turnerchevy.com for the best deal on your new Chevrolet. Stop by and see all the new 2020 Silverado 1500s today.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Craig Smoke with an ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. Cut down on the cost of airline parking and the stress of traveling by reserving a shuttle to Love Field or Bergstrom by contacting WacoShuttleU.com. Kim Mulkey and the number 2 Lady Bears return to their home court tomorrow night for a meeting with TCU, but earlier today during their media session, Mulkey made it a point to compliment Scott Drew and the number 1 men's team.
When you see a men's team pulling for each other, those are the ones that end up going a long way in the playoffs. And that's why it's exciting to watch those guys play. And the fact that they're now playing man-to-man defense.
You can check out David Smoke's full one-on-one with head men's coach Scott Drew, plus the Lady Bears' entire media session over on SendTechSportsFan.com and via the SendTech Sports Fan app for both Apple and Android users. Tonight, the NBA Spurs are on the road against the Thunder beginning at 7. Rockets are at home against the Celtics. That tips at 8:30. Mavericks have the night off.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas.
All right, 547, Days on the History of the Flat Earth. 1809, Robert Fulton patents the steamboat. We saw a few of those in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
1852, first British public female toilet opens on Bedford Street. You think that they have that like
a line? There's already a line. There's already a long line. First day, long line.
So what did women do?
What's everybody did?
Like we know what guys do, right?
It's what everybody did.
Okay. Yeah. In 1916, Germany and Austria, Hungary notify the U.S. they will sink any armed merchant ships starting on the 1st of March. U.S. General Eisenhower selected to command the Allied armies in Europe in 1943. 2 years later, Declaration of Liberated Europe signed by Franklin Delano Roosevelt, Winston Churchill, Joseph Stalin. In 1964, the Beatles' first live appearance in Washington, D.C., at the D.C. Coliseum, first ever in the United States. Willie Mays signs the highest contract at the time in 1966 at $130,000 a year. China, in 1978, lifts a ban on Aristotle, Shakespeare, and Dickens. Buster Douglas knocked out Mike Tyson in the 10th round in Tokyo to win the World Heavyweight Championship in 1990, and Tyson never, ever was the same. Nelson Mandela, that same year in 1990, released after 27 years imprisonment in South Africa. Michael Johnson, Baylor alum, 1992, runs an indoor world record 400 meters at 44.97. President Clinton selects Janet Reno to be the first female U.S. Attorney General in 1993. And Pope Benedict XVI announces his resignation on February the 28th, the first pope to resign since 1415.
Usually they just die. That's a lifetime job. Born in this date in 1847, Thomas Edison, inventor of the light bulb, the motion picture camera, was a longtime winter resident of Fort Myers, Florida, where I grew up, where he was next door neighbors with Henry Ford. It's a pretty interesting little tour you can go on. If you ever go there, you can go to their houses. In 1934, Manuel Noriega, Panamanian general and dictator, born in Panama City slum, a real rags-to-dictator story there. So, was held up in a church and blasted up by the military playing the song Panama by Van Halen. In 1936, the greatest actor of this or any generation, Burt Reynolds. Cannonball Run, Striptease, Deliverance, The Longest Yard, Smoking the Bandit. Born in Lansing, Michigan. Of course, he's a Florida State alum. In 1953, the first person I ever voted for in any election, Smokey, Jeb Bush, who was governor of Florida, and I would vote for him in any election. I really love Jeb Bush. In 1962, Sheryl Crow, American singer-songwriter, was born in Missouri. In 1969, one of my favorite people on planet Earth, even though we've never met, Jennifer Aniston, was born on this date. In 1974, D'Angelo, American singer-songwriter. 1979, Brandy, another American singer. She's also in Moesha. And in 1981, Kelly Rowland from Destiny's Child.
Roy Williams' ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
2002, the Frank Crosetti record 17 World Series titles as a player and coach with the Yankees dies from a fall at 91. Imagine living until you're 91, and then, of course, that's how a lot of elderly, they fall, break a hip, whatever. That was in 2002. Peter Benchley, American author, in 2006, died at 65.
Yeah.
2012, Whitney Houston, American singer and actress, dies from an accidental drowning. She was 48 years old and has one of the most clear, vibrant, crystal clear voices of anyone who's ever been a musician.
Yes. Very tragic, Whitney Houston, her whole life.
The famous national anthem before Super Bowl 25?
No one will ever do it better than that. And, of course, you hear her voice here in the background. It was unbelievable.
Yeah. Sad story.
Q and I were, the last day that we were in Miami, he and I went to lunch before I left, and they were playing I Want to Dance with Somebody, and Q and I had a long discussion about how good of a song that is. And it's not even really her best one, but it's such a good song, and she's great, and you talk about Whitney Houston, and then the ladies at the table next to her was like, yes, she's the best. She was unbelievable. It's too sad that you know, she had such a tragic life and so many different problems and was taken away at 48, because we could get more of this.
Yeah, I think when she was in her prime, I really enjoyed her music. She was fantastic. At the same time, you're right, it's a horrible story.
Yeah.
And now, who is today's Whitney Houston? Because you know how we like to say who's today's, like, who will be the next LeBron, or who was Kobe, or who was Michael Jordan, or who is today's Whitney Houston? Is it Beyonce?
Yeah. With voice talent plus impact on everything she does. And plus, you know, Beyonce's probably even bigger than Whitney was in that because of the era we live in. And this is the one thing that kind of annoys me about Beyonce, as talented as she is that whenever she, like, releases a song, the world reacts like it's, that we're going to have world peace. Like, no, it's just a song, man. Like, it's all it is. It's great. I mean, but let's not pretend like this is going to solve world hunger.
Yeah, it's just, it's well, you know, some people have more of a passion for music than others, and it's like, it's but she had an incredible, crystal clear, absolutely crystal clear. Her father, wasn't it her father? Her mother that was a great singer. One of the others, someone in her family was, I believe, a pretty good singer. All right, Garrett, thank you very much for the background music. We should have just shut up and let everyone hear it, right? She had a lot of happy songs, too. There were some happy songs, but her ballad.
This one's kind of a power ballad.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a sad song or it's kind of a medium song. Because eventually she just goes into it. That she's always, because the end of this movie is happy, The Bodyguard. So.
It's with Kevin Costner?
Yeah.
All right, so thanks to our guest today, Baylor Director of Athletics Mack Rhodes, John McClain, who was just on, Baylor Men's Basketball Coach Scott Drew. Thanks to Kalani Brown, former Lady Bear, now with Atlanta, Bob Bowlesby, Big 12 Commissioner, and Pat Nunley, the broadcast analyst for Baylor Men's Basketball as well, for being a part of the show. All right, Garrett?
Yep.
We weave through another one. We tricked another 3 hours of people. Here's a quick last-minute text line response from somebody. Let me see here. All right, here we go. From D. Lockwood, I'm taking Dak regardless.
Oh, we never even talked about that, about our fake Cowboys controversy.
No, Beyonce is nowhere close to Whitney. No, that's not what I said. Absolutely not compared. I'm saying who is today's modern version?
Yeah.
Of Whitney Houston with her voice. But no, Whitney Houston is one of my all-time favorite singers, just without question. Yeah, we don't have time, but the Dak thing and Tom Brady and all
it's
that.
It's such a non-story.
It is.
It's manufactured. It's a hot sports
take. It's connecting to the Cowboys. It's the offseason.
And the Patriots.
For Paul Catalina, for Garrett Ross, I'm David Smoke. Thank you for listening whenever you do, however long it may be, and good night.